want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Where is Joe?
Joe!
Frere Jacques, Frere Jacques. Where is Joe? Where is Joe?
He got lost in D.C. He got lost in D.C.
Where is Joe? Where is Joe? Went to the Reagan thing, couldn't find it, Then he did find it, It was the exit. That's the truth.
This is actually...
He got confused. Yes, he did. He's a big old dummy. Yes, he is.
This is part of the promotion, I thought. Where in the world is Joe Ardinger?
We'd like to know.
I would. Well, I spoke to him not 30 minutes ago.
Let's call him and see where he's at. We sent him down.
You can't possibly imagine the traffic.
Sent him to downtown D.C. today before all the stuff starts to interview some of the people in line for the Ronald Reagan get-together.
He'll lay in state in the rotunda.
I hope he's all right.
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
So I thought you were talking about Reagan. Don't worry about him.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, tough to find that rotunda in D.C.
Tough to find that rotunda.
It's round, isn't it? Well, tough to find the Capitol Rotunda in Washington.
As Joe said to me this morning, Mike, on one of his many calls, it's a big building.
So he had found the Capitol.
Yeah.
Of course.
He just didn't find the part.
Joe, can't come to the phone right now.
He just didn't find what we are talking about, the rotunda. If there was a part of that building you could find.
Anyway, he should be here momentarily.
You're being very fatherly about young Joe, and I think it's, you know what? I think it's noble. Yeah. I think it's noble. But now that I'm thinking of it, and I was talking with you about it in the office, but now that I'm realizing it's the rotunda. Of course, the big ball. It's the big dome. That's the place. That's the place everybody could find.
There were so many steps before the Capitol where Joe was slowed down today.
This is true.
In his trip to go downtown and ask people questions who are waiting in line.
May I take one brief moment?
Of course.
For a friend of mine, Mr. Tim, over at Tim's River Shore Restaurant.
Oh, okay, enough with this.
No, this is important. This is a guy that is being put through holy hell. He's a friend of mine, and I just wanted to say they asked me. I got 4 calls yesterday, 5 calls the day before. Just tell everybody he's open for business. You can't go on his outside decks, but you can go inside the restaurant. This is a guy who is fighting the man and having a very difficult time.
Wow.
And they all wanted me to say this. I got lots of friends. And I just wanted to say Tim's River Shore is open for business this weekend for his little poker run and everything else. And it's going to be open for business. And I wish him the very best of luck because he's fighting the man. That's all I understand.
Stick it to the man.
He's fighting the man. And I hope he prevails.
Yeah. So anybody else that has cancer, call in for a plug. I'm kidding, of course.
Well, he's going through a tough time. You've been down there.
I know, but you've mentioned the name of the place before. You threw it in a couple times last week.
Tim's? No.
No, was your boat? Well, isn't that by your boat, though?
No.
Tim's is not? Isn't that where you take your boat?
No.
Really?
No.
Tim's is
a restaurant. This does not benefit me in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, I'm not doubting that.
Does Mary Rabbit eat there?
No, Mary Rabbit's up the road. Mary Rabbit called me yesterday to tell me about Tim.
She's not the man, though.
What's that?
She's not the man.
No.
She's with Tim. Good for Mary Rabbit.
Right. I didn't mention it just last week, though. That was another plug.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was another plug.
I'm sorry.
You know, God damn it, I have. It's that time of year, Don. I'm sorry, there'll be a few more probably coming down the road. It's nothing I can really do about
what,
it.
What, plugs or?
Well, plugs, you know, mentions and stuff like that. This is a little more important, though. This is a guy that's...
You know what's happening? I got where you're coming
it's
from.
It's like any movie scene you would see, the way I look at it. Now, I'm not making any accusations or anything, but you know what it's like?
What?
It's like the big guy comes in and wants to push the little guy out.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what it's like.
Same old story.
And the big guy comes in.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
So when you said the big man, the guy's not sick.
No.
Oh, well then.
No, they shut him down. Well, oh, come on, you.
Come on.
This is a dear friend of mine who's being screwed, and I want to help him out and tell everybody that even though they came down and said, you can't eat out on the decks in here, that he's open for business. He's one of the greatest guys, and he has put more kids down there with summer jobs for 150 employees, and they're really putting it to him, and I hope he survives this. I really do. And, you know, the more you poo-poo this, I get my dander up, you see, because he's a good guy.
I'm not poo-poo.
This isn't just this is not a plug. This is really something where a lot of people are concerned for this guy.
This is a cause. No, this is an infomercial.
No. Well, then I should say it's Tim's River Shore Restaurant down off the Potomac River, and he's a wonderful man.
There you go.
Very, very good guy. And it is open, although they don't let you sit outside where everybody sits outside, where like two-thirds of his business is, because they said, no, you can't, because you don't have this. So that's that.
Okay.
So, you know. And he got whacked by the hurricane last year. I talked about that last year too.
I think he did.
Yeah, I hope he does well. He's not doing well right now because they're putting it to him.
Wow.
They're putting it to the man. The man is putting it to him.
Okay. Man does that.
Okay. All right.
I hate the man.
Okay.
Wait till the next time you have one. I'm gonna make fun of it like you are.
Seriously. Hold on. Seriously.
Yes.
I don't mind plugging your joint. I love plugging
some
your
my joint.
No. I mean your joint.
It's a friend of mine.
No. I'm not talking about this guy. I'm talking about your guy.
Yes.
Your place with the plugs for
the
your place.
The man isn't, at this current time, the man isn't putting it to me.
I understand.
It probably will after this.
No, they won't. Your business is fine.
This is really, if I could go on about this, I would, because I
know
all about this. And you know what? This is this big, it just seems to me, and I'm not connecting any dots here, that this big behemoth company wants to buy all this area.
Sure.
And all of these problems seem to crop up for this little guy that's got a little restaurant, and the big guy wants to come into town, and then all of a sudden they have all these paperwork problems. It just seems a little suspicious to me.
Are you talking about CBS?
No.
No, that's not the big guy?
No, but it could be the same scenario, Rob.
Sure.
Yes.
It could be exactly the same scenario. It really could. Emma, since you're doing that, I'm going to tell you what.
I just took a seat. I just wanted to wait.
You don't normally do that.
I don't want to jump in. If this is important, it's important to start the show with.
Maybe I shouldn't have picked this time to do it. I don't know. I try to do the very best I can when I come in here. I try to do what's best for the show, what's best for my friends, what's best for me personally. Now, granted, not all the time can I do that, you know. I realize that maybe I can't do that all the time.
Okay, I don't have anything to say.
And happy birthday to Frida again, too, since I thought I'd throw that in there to just tie it all back together. Get us right back on track. Happy birthday to Frida. Sorry I didn't get you a gift.
Why bring her into this?
I don't know. Obviously, this is of so little importance to you. I thought I'd bring your wife who is important to you.
No, listen.
See, I don't have a wife currently.
Oh, God.
So my friends are my most important thing in my life.
Okay, Tiger, I'm on your side. Mm-hmm.
And tell me right now if you were listening. What's the name of the restaurant that I just mentioned?
Tim's River Shack.
Thank you. River Shore. Thanks.
Tim's River Shore.
River Shack. That's really nice.
I didn't do it on purpose.
That's really nice.
Well, at least the guy's not sick.
He's not sick. Well, he's depressed.
Sure.
Sure.
Who wouldn't be?
He's depressed. Yeah.
I've called all the hospitals. Joe is not there.
Joe is still... Where is Joe?
We don't know. We don't know.
I hope he's all right.
Let me try him one more time, and then I guess we'll start.
I would think that he would have been listening and perhaps chimed in on the hotline at this point.
You would think. Does he know the number?
I didn't have the phone handy. I couldn't find the Capitol Rotunda.
I'm starting to worry.
Maybe your friend can hire Joe after we fire Joe.
No, he hires better people than that.
Oh, hello. Hey. Hey, Joe.
Howdy.
Howdy, Joe.
Joe, you found us.
Joe, where are you, Joe?
I'm just across Fairfax. I'm winding my way through a neighborhood because traffic all over the area is a mess.
It is.
And now I'm stuck in school zones with lots of kids and crossing guards. I mean, what a nightmare.
What area of the region are you in, Joe?
I'm literally about 2.5 miles from the station. I'm in the neighborhood across from Route 50.
Joe, do you blame the man?
No, not really.
All right,
Joe, and of the interviews that you did, how many people, now did you actually end up making it in line where people were in line to see Reagan?
Yeah, I finally found the line. The line was very small. and about maybe not even 100 people in it when I finally found it.
Really?
I think it had just actually been formed because I asked cops for an hour or so where the line was, and their answers were pretty much like, when you see one of us with a gold braid across his cap, ask him. He'll know.
You sound pretty uptight, Joe.
I'm exhausted. I'm sunburned, and I don't feel too good.
Why don't you feel too good?
Because it's about 120 degrees on the mall today.
Do you think you have heat exhaustion, sunstroke?
Maybe. My face is awfully red.
His face is awfully red.
Wow.
Well, so are ours, so get here fast, because we need that tape.
I've got it.
Okay. See you soon. What's the ETA on that, Joe?
I am right at Route 50 and Oak Street.
It's like Honk for Cash.
Five minutes.
We'll see you whenever you get here.
30 seconds.
Hey, we could play Honk for Cash.
No, we can't, Joe. We've not even started the show yet.
Good day.
Oh, Joe?
Yes.
You know, none of the computers in here will start without your password.
Oh, okay, great.
You understand that? So, like, all the 1, 2, 3, 4 screens are all blank right now.
Because
you're the only one with a password.
I'll fix it as soon as I get in.
That would be helpful.
Mike, do you want a chicken Caesar salad while I'm on my way over?
No, Joe. You know, get right back here with your tape. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Stay hydrated, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, especially drink a lot of fluid if you're feeling ill.
Hey, I will give it to the Capitol Police. They have a ton of water out for people, and it's all free.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
that is
there
nice.
You go.
Good day like this.
Thank you, Joe.
Drive carefully.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
That's as, like, ramped up as he gets, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's tight.
You got that
Joe.
This morning, didn't you, Rob?
All morning, Mike.
Yeah, Joe started, he was supposed to go, hold on, you know what?
Can we just start the show?
Maybe we should.
Let's just start.
Hey now! There you go, let's start it.
That was a good opening.
What? You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh,
kill them. I lost Julia.
She's in back of them today.
I feel like a parent at a grocery store. If you saw a little girl with a bunch of bad guys, please send her up the aisle.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi.
Find her?
One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And hold on, let's see. Where is Julia?
Hello.
There you go.
You lost my daughter? Just like her mother. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rotunda, and all the ships at sea. I'm kidding, of course. The two gentlemen that Nancy Reagan took the time to wave to this morning, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah! Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. 06, 09, 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yeah, June 9, 20-04.
Right.
Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Yeah, go ahead.
From Canada, thank you, 800-636-1067. From Washington on WJFK-FM, 202-432-1067.
Can I just have a personal minute here?
Go ahead. You had 12. Go ahead.
This is very important.
You got it.
I mean, I know you might not, but, you know, I know you will think this is important, too. I'd like to say happy birthday to my daughter, Catherine, who is 9 years old today.
Now I will say this is a man with misplaced priorities.
Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you're right.
Or if in the cold open to a pre-show where we don't even have the bit and we're scrambling to find out if you just said, hey, there's something I'd like to say.
Right.
It's Catherine's birthday today.
Right.
I swear to Christ, I would
have... You wouldn't have poo-pooed it or diminished it or anything. No. You would have done what you're doing
now. That's beautiful. But the first thing is a plug for a guy at a joint.
Yeah, I know. Catherine's not getting it from the man. She's not. I want to say, my daughter, I am so proud of her. Soon to be fourth grader, just finished the third grade, and 9 years old today.
Wow.
And, got the great location tonight. Real excited about that. We tried to get her to go to the Japanese steakhouse. Unfortunately, that's not going to work. Yes, it will be my place.
Yeah!
Well, now, if you were...
Chuck's! We're going to Chuck's tonight! Well, now, why wouldn't...
Chuck E. Cheese!
Why wouldn't you take her to the place where the man, you know, the place that you just did the commercial for?
Well, because there's a, you know, it's far away from where she lives, so that's why. And it's late by the time I get home and all that.
I mean, if you really wanted to help the guy, though.
I was there today.
Oh, well.
I had lunch there.
That might explain the commercial.
No, they asked me to come down. A couple of people did.
That's, I got it.
That's what that.
Well, happy birthday to your daughter.
Happy birthday, Catherine.
That is great.
9 years old today. Wow, cool.
That is great. Joe is not here.
He just walked by the window.
Oh, he's here.
Yes.
He's here.
Fantastic.
Okay. We're going to have the guy from... what are you laughing at?
You.
Why?
Because sometimes you make me laugh. I was laughing at you. That's it. Go ahead. I'm not laughing really, you know, at you. You just make, you amuse me sometimes.
Whatever you got, just go ahead and get it out.
All right. I just want to mention something about somebody that's going to be at the birthday party for Catherine.
Yes.
Buzz Gags.
Hey. Oh, good gag.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. But, you know, he's only going to be there for 5 minutes. And he's bringing ponies.
Of course.
And then he's out the door.
And then he's gone.
Bye,
and he's gone. And then he's gone. All right, so Joe's here.
Yeah.
Are we just going to play the tape live on the air?
I think so.
Is that what we're going to do? All right, that's what we'll do.
All right.
I wanted to mention Matt Rogers, the American Idol guy. He's going to be calling in either today or tomorrow.
Good.
He was overwhelmed with all of the
all of
the email and internet response he got. Don't think it matters a hill of beans, but anyway, he's excited.
Good.
He's excited. He's the tall, goofy, country white guy from American Idol that didn't make the final 10 to go on tour, something right. Silly like that.
Good.
We had him on yesterday, so he'll be on today or tomorrow or sometime.
Wonderful. And back for your wife's birthday next year.
I don't know. Yeah, and listen, it doesn't rank up there with an announcement of a guy who's building and business is being pushed down by the man.
Right.
But if I could take 30 seconds to tell you why my wife is nuts today.
What did she do today?
What's what she did yesterday, what she's done for the last 3 months. She goes to art class. This is another one. Lala, oh, yeah. Another one of the many things she does.
Is this like a general art class, or is this a specific art class?
This is,
I mean, is she painting? Is she sculpting? Yeah, or is she doing it all?
She's, yeah, she's painting. It's a painting class. Lala. So, she's at the painting class last night. That's fine with me. Get home, have dinner with my kid. We have a nice time. She comes home. She sets her stuff out. I don't even think about it. I wake up this morning. I come down to get my coffee. I go to get the newspaper, and I walk past the dining room table, and there is a gigantic picture that she's painted of a big, fat, naked guy.
Ew!
And
it's not anybody you know?
Well, no, and the sad thing is it was someone I knew, Mike. It
must be whack.
Would you like me to turn on my side?
No, it's no one that I knew. It's no one that I knew. And I stood there for a second. I hadn't even had a sip of coffee. It's just like, what the hell's going on in this house that I'm living in, this crazy house? Where now, you know, there's ladders everywhere, and there's work guys everywhere, and the bathroom's still not done. And here, in the middle of my dining room table, is a big 6x4 portrait of some naked guy with
Fat guy?
Well, I would say Jim Belushi fat. Fat like me.
And did you find out, was it a real model?
I'm guessing it was. I didn't ask her about it. I didn't ask her about it. She's been going to the class for weeks. So
do you intend to ask her about it on the air or off the air, or will you just let it go?
No, I'll ask her at some point. But frankly, I had enough of her on the show on Monday, so I just am mentioning it now.
I'm just curious. Sometimes you'll mention a fact, and I just would love to know whether it's indeed some smelly, sweaty guy up on a slab.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I only bring it to your attention just because these are the things that make my world go around. You are the things that make your world go around.
Yes, indeed.
I have the things that make my world go around, but I think that we can all agree with Mr. Larry Bird. This has got to be the number one thing to talk about today. And I know you would think the headline screams Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Bird says the NBA needs more whites.
Really?
Yes. That's Rob applauding.
That would be Rob in the background.
Now listen, you want to talk about stupid. First off, look at Larry Bird. Okay, just look at him. I mean, he gives all whites a bad name to begin with.
Larry Bird has always had a bit of a tard-like quality.
Absolutely.
Not when you hear him speak, he's more like...
And he's kind of like Cletus. You know what
I mean? Yeah, very much so. I mean, if you cast a character, almost cartoon Cletus-like.
I mean, if you're going to say, you're going to get someone to represent the white man... I don't think you'd go Larry Bird. I don't think out of all the choices you had, if you're a white guy, to say, who's your role model? Who's the guy that...
You'd want to get somebody like the aforementioned Jim Belushi.
That's
better.
That's
what you want.
Anyway, Here's what he said. This is a show that's going to be on ESPN tomorrow night. Jim Gray says, what do you think about it? It's the very black league.
Jim Gray was the one doing the interview?
Yeah, of course.
That's different.
Jim Gray.
It changes everything.
We got to get Jim Gray on the phone.
He's great.
So he says, does the NBA lack enough white superstars? And those are questions. It's a loaded question.
So Jim Gray said, well, see, Jim Gray's question is kind of nasty.
Always are.
And,
yeah.
But this is where the athlete or the person on the spot has to be smart enough to know,
right.
Hey, he's laying a trap, and say, no, listen, I like
athletes.
I like the NBA the way it is. The color of a man's skin doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, here's Larry Bird, and you would think I am quoting Rob Spiewak if Rob was athletic enough to play. Well, I think so. Does the NBA lack white superstars? Well, I think so. You know, when I played, you had me and Kevin McHale and some others throughout the league. I think it's good for a fan base, because we all know the majority of the fans are white. And if you just had a couple white guys in there, you might get them a little excited. But it is a black man's game, and it will be forever. I mean, the greatest athletes in the world are African American. And, you know, considering that I watched the game the other night, I'm as white as can be. Here's the part now that really make you proud to be a white man. Larry Bird says when he was playing, he really got irritated when the other team would have a white player guard him. I still don't understand why. I don't care who guarded me, red, yellow, or black. I just didn't want a white guarding me because it's a disrespect to my game.
Wow.
What a dope. There you go.
Wow.
You want, you know, listen.
What if the white guy happens to be the best guard on the team?
Mike, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's a disrespect. You know, Larry, I got news for you. You should go jump in a big vat of chocolate and turn yourself into a black man if you want.
Maybe you
for
will.
God's sakes. What, Larry Bird? You know, well, let me. And what's the other comment here that caught my eye? The fans are white. If you just had a couple of white guys in there, you might get them a little more excited.
But doesn't that happen occasionally, where you get a couple of white guys that come into the NBA?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
That's the way it's always been. The way it's been since I've been following the NBA.
The game, and don't think that they don't already play it up. The other night Bill Walton's kid came in.
who's got the good fortune to have the looks of Bill Walton.
Yeah, he's handsome, just like his daddy. He comes in and he made a couple of timely plays. You would have thought that Michael Jordan and Dr. J and every player in the history of basketball had come back reincarnated
right.
The way that these guys were. You know, and in essence, what they're saying is, hey, look at this. You've got Shaq and you've got Kobe. But now look, there's a common white man who is stepping onto the court and amazingly passing the ball to these coloreds. You know, it doesn't bother me when I watch the NBA. I don't need to see white guys out there.
It's
the best players.
You know, it's the best players. I mean, that's the way it is.
And the same in football. You know, I'll tell you something. I won't say who it was, but a member of my family, now not Frieda's family, a member of my family. Mm-hmm. This is maybe 10 years ago when Fox first got the rights to NFL football. They were doing all the crazy stuff like putting graphics on and all the stuff we'd never seen before.
Right.
And one of the things that they did was they would put players' faces up. So when they would announce, like, the defense, you would see all 11 players' faces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to a member of my family, a deceased uncle, who was outraged to find out that his beloved Packers secondary was all black. Now, keep in mind, it had been all black for, I don't know,
I'm sure,
5 or 6 years. It's just no one had ever taken the time to point it out to this person, and that was the comment. We're watching the game and the comment was, when did they get no white players on the defense?
What the hell is going on?
You know, same difference. The NFL is more black than it's white as far as the players
go. But if you're rooting for a particular team...
But who cares?
I agree. In this day and age, if you're rooting for a particular team, I mean, you're a real big fan. Doesn't it not matter at all? I mean, what matters is the best team, right?
And
that's all people care about.
Larry Bird, you wonder why we whites are so oppressed. You wonder why for years and years we whites have been just taken for, like, we haven't had everything handed to us.
Because that Nimrod has a bully pulpit.
And listen to this. I don't care who guards me, red, yellow, black. I just don't want a wife. Because it's a disrespect. I'm like, game.
That's a strange, strange, confused man right there.
It sure is.
Very, very strange.
It sure is. And hold on. Then Magic Johnson says, too, we need more LBs. That'd be Larry Bird's.
Well, that's true. I mean, Larry Bird was a great player.
You go into a neighborhood, you say Larry Bird, black people know who he is. They give him respect.
God, they get
the respect that Larry craves.
It gets back to the black-white thing again.
Yes, it does. Yes, it sure does. And I just want to say, as a white man, I mean, I could, you know, I finally feel some empathy for blacks when someone like Jesse Jackson says something and white people assume he's speaking for all black people.
Right, right.
Well, as a whitey, I don't agree, and I don't think that this guy stands for all whites. Larry Bird doesn't stand.
So you think if they threw out a guard, they guarded Larry Bird with a white guy, you think he'd just go, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Or as he would say,
why are you guarding me with a white guy? They are not brown anybody but white. It's a disrespect to my game. You know the fans are white. You throw one or two white boys in there, might make them happy.
So if the black guy that's crappier than the white guy is thrown out to guard Larry Bird, then he'd be happier about that?
Hold on.
If the black guy was an inferior player to the white guy.
Because it's a disrespect to his game to have a white man guarding him.
I'm totally confused.
Hey, Larry, the last time I looked in the mirror, dude, you're whiter than powder. You know what I mean? Really, you're the whitest of white guys.
Man.
How could you complain with another white guy guarding you in a game?
You know, in the world of sport, which always has seemed to cut across all racial lines, I thought that everybody was kind of beyond that. But, you know, really, don't take away the guilt from a Mr. Jim Gray, who I agree with you. That was a loaded question.
Sure it was.
And a more intelligent individual probably would have handled it.
Of course
not. More skill.
Uh-huh. But can you blame Jim Gray?
I say to Jim Gray, get a bus, go over to Dallas Cowboys training camp, talk to Bill Parcells.
And here's the thing.
We can get out of him.
Yeah. You know, how much would you want to bet that Jim Gray has heard Larry Bird say these things off the record,
probably,
or heard that he said them, and he thinks, hey, I'll get him to sit down, do a little one-on-one with him. What's happening, Bird? Mm-hmm. You're the greatest.
Sure.
Hey, Larry. Boy, you're fantastic. Wait, don't we need more white star players in the NBA? You know.
Meanwhile, Pete Rose is on the other side of the glass going, shut up! Don't talk to him!
Even Pete Rose knows.
Don't talk to him!
Even Pete Rose knows.
It's Jim Gray. No good can come of that.
That is too good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I'm surprised you didn't recognize me. I've been working in your house for like a year and a half.
This is a guy trying to be funny? I don't get it. That you're pretending.
No, I'm a construction worker. That's the portrait your wife painted while you were away.
All right. So you're the kind of Jim Belushi lookalike.
There you go. Okay, yeah. I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hello. Hey, you know what would be helpful?
Hey, joke or no joke, that guy was creepy.
Hey, Joe, if you could come in and turn the computer on, it would really help with answering the phone.
But the traffic's killing me.
No, he's here, I think, right? He's here? Hello? Yeah.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, I wanted to say I've noticed over the years that the white population in the NBA has been increasing, but they're all foreign players, you know, named Bergerback or something like that.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, would the majority of white players in the NBA now be from Eastern Europe?
Yeah, you see a bunch of white guys out there these days, which surprised me, and then I noticed they're all foreigners.
Hey, but if you go with Chris Rock, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You know, he doesn't discriminate. You know, I mean, a guy comes off the boat, you know, Romanian, remember that line? You're Romanian, cracker!
So, hey, I hate you the same.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
You know, I was just trying to think of what the white guy that Larry Bird was covering was thinking. And it's probably something like, phew, I got the white guy.
Okay. All right, maybe you're right.
Probably be easier for him.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You know that Magic Johnson was there with him during the interview as well.
No, I mentioned that. I mentioned Magic's quote.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a dumbass.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Rob.
Hold on. Give me a second. Joe's resetting the computers now for the telephones.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Joe? You okay, pal? You hot? What's happening?
I'm fine.
You look okay. You didn't get too much sun.
Yeah. Rush hour was early today.
Yes.
because
well,
leave.
Well, no, they said it was going to absolutely just paralyze the city.
It'd be crazy for the next 2 days.
It's on its way there.
Here in D.C. for the next 3 days, you're not going to be able to drive anywhere because Reagan's downtown.
But yeah, it was hot down there.
All right, well, you
I got a little sun.
A little bit of sun. Yeah, you look like you'll be okay there.
See, you got the tape. You got the tape.
Yeah, I got some good stuff.
How did people react to Joe Ardinger American?
When I got to the line, because the line was small,
yeah,
it got uncomfortable at points.
Oh, my goodness.
Because also, all the legitimate media were down there, you know, interviewing patriotic Americans.
Not that you're not legitimate media with your...
And a patriotic American. Right.
But...
With your 106.7 Miller Lite shirt on.
It was kind of cheesy because, you know, they were all down there with the cameras and the microphones interviewing little three-year-olds and stuff like that. And it was just... And there I am asking... The questions that...
Brilliant questions.
Yes, great.
Brilliant questions.
Well, asking the questions that needed to be asked.
A tough question.
And the holes in your shirt, were they there before you started today?
yeah, they were, because I knew I was going to sweat through this shirt like 4 or 5 times, which I did.
Right.
But I actually brought a shirt that's a little better, because I was like, I'm just going to wear a rag.
So that's your backup shirt.
This is not my backup shirt. This was the shirt I wore.
He's still wearing the original shirt. Was it?
You're holding out hope there for just a second.
I know you were. My hope would be that when you were meeting people, that your backup shirt would be the shirt that has the discernible holes in it, and that you would wear a shirt that doesn't have holes in it when you're going to be interviewing people.
Well, I was going to work. Actually, I was going to work it that way, except for I realized that the shirt that I had originally, it was a Redskins radio shirt.
Which would have identified you as, what, a Redskins fan?
Redskins radio.
Oh, you didn't want to be identified with the Redskins.
Okay. It might have been uncomfortable for some people in the state.
Right. No, I get what you're saying, because if you had asked something and someone had said something, well, then Dan Snyder would have called.
Some guy from Redskins radio asked me.
Yes. There you go. So now they'll say some guy from Miller Beer
asked me. That was smart. Good thinking.
There you go. That's
your Rob's request, I did some singing on the way down.
Thank you.
Oh, very good. Good. Will you turn on the computers? And then, now, are we going to have to hear this tape directly from the cassette deck? Joe?
Yes.
Thank you. Or Rob, either one?
It'll be played out of a production room, and John will just hit start when you want it.
So there will be no editing on this tape?
No, it's solid, baby.
It's just Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I've heard of my fair share of white men and black men and even yellow brothers playing in the NBA, but I've never heard of a red brother playing basketball.
I believe, okay, bye, see ya.
That was Larry Bird, it wasn't us.
I got you.
Are there any Native Americans playing in the NBA?
Yeah. Well, there's Chief Dunkum High.
I bet there have been Native Americans that have played in the NBA.
Just didn't know.
Right? There's some Native Americans that have played baseball, Major League Baseball. I think Johnny Damon of the Red Sox is part Native American, I think. Maybe, I might be wrong.
There was that great player, Clyde the Glide Yellowstein. He was a big one, a big Native American who played basketball. Big, tall as Paul Bunyan. He was gigantic.
Then, of course, there was Dr. T.P.
That's a good one. And then, of course, his brother, the guy that had the problem with the gun, is Dr. Peepee. Dr. Teepee's brother, Dr. Peepee. Joe's tape. You know, we shouldn't wait. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll hear what he said, because we got some questions, and we'll see what he did down at the Reagan funeral today.
That's right. And, of course, my favorite, Stands with a Fro.
You what?
Stands with a fist. Stands with a fro. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I went to the well one too much.
It was teepee was good.
Teepee, I should have just left it at
teepee. Dr. Teepee was good.
Yeah, I think I'm feeding off of Joe's heat stroke.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much, Bob. Chad, tell us about that pitch.
I can't do it. You know, as a team, we kind of decided that, you know, because of what happened with Pete, we're not going to talk out here on the field. I do want to say that was for you, though, Grandma. Thanks.
And Chad, you don't want to talk about the home run? All right, Bob. Back upstairs to you.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he was, the great Jim Gray.
Look at me, your problem.
They respectfully declined.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That was one time Jim Gray was interviewing some guy, and the guy just like walked off the interview.
Yeah, they said that they boycotted Jim Gray because he caused all that controversy by asking Pete Rose the tough question.
Right. Yeah, and look how wrong Jim Gray was about that.
Yeah, now I don't know that guy Chad. I'm not sure what Chad we're talking about in baseball, but Jim Gray, he's still standing.
He's around.
He is. He's still setting his trap.
Hey, I just want to know.
for dumb white guys.
Back up to you, pup. I'm Jim Gray.
Hey, Jim, I'm Larry Bird. How are you?
Hey, listen, now, what do you think about the lack of whites in the NBA?
You hear that line going out.
It's a strike. You're so right. We just need to put a couple white boys in the stands. It's a disrespect to my game, Jim.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for answering the tough questions. I'm Jim Gray.
Jim, you're so little. But you know what I like about you? You're white. However, if they ever sent you in a game to guard me, that would be disrespectful. Yeah. Not because you're small and diminutive, but because you're white.
Thanks, Larry. Back up the bus. I don't have a problem with that.
We'd have dinner with that guy, and he'd be like, his whole tone is always like this.
What's the matter with you guys?
Pretty interesting.
Is that what you really think? Is that what you really think?
Have we ever met someone rap tighter than him?
He was not necessarily the most pleasant individual I've ever had.
But it was a very...
He was not an unpleasant. I thought he was entertaining.
He was always on, I thought.
He's the same. It was a rewarding meal because he kept giving, and I kept just saying... Wow.
Yeah. I think we all came away with the same feeling. We didn't dislike him.
No.
But he was not comfortable to be around.
He's good on our show, which is what we really care about.
He's great on our show, and he was interesting. And down in New Orleans, Louisiana, he was interesting.
He's been in the business for, 30 years, and he's saved every media credential he's ever got.
For goodness sakes, BA. Come on, pick up the phone. Never mind. BA, I'm going to use the radio as an intercom now. Book Jim Gray. When he gets Larry Bird to say that there are not enough whites in the NBA. Now, Joe, here we go with Joe downtown. Yes. Did we ever, we're so disorganized today because Joe was hours late.
Yeah, he got caught up in the quagmire that is downtown Washington, D.C.
The list of questions, do we have them?
I think Joe should have.
You got those? And I think the tapes will come up on
BTS.
BTS 2? Okay, I got it. So, Johnny, if you're in the other room, roll that cassette tape and just go on to verbal commands here.
All right, let's see what happens.
And tape, play. Isn't this how you thought it would be in the year 2004?
And now, play the tape.
Didn't you think that it would be like this? Didn't you think it would be like... You know one thing when I was watching Minority Report the other day, which is something on HBO all the time that I never turn off? When Tom Cruise walks into his apartment and goes, lights... And the lights go on.
Yeah, you get that feeling that it's really modern.
Didn't you think that would be happening by now?
Don't you think we're a little behind the curve?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
We are. I mean, we're still enjoying frosted Pop-Tarts.
I'm still saying.
And what's wrong with this world?
Tape on. Oh, is it not set up right?
No, it should be.
There you go. Hey, here's, speaking of happy, here's Wendell Hall.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Wendell.
Let's try this one.
Try that one?
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Ah, there it is.
Thank you very much, Wendell.
Check test 1, 2, 3, 4. Yay. If I was in L.A.
Oh, God.
California dreaming. On such a winter's day.
Oh, dear.
All right, I've got a question.
What's that?
Why would you play this song on one of the hottest days of the summer?
Okay, Joe's thoughts. Joe's thoughts.
All right, let's... You know, we're just going to have to fast forward.
Oh.
Can I have
this for my car?
I know you love these.
Joe Mo.
Wow. I know you love these behind-the-scenes segments with Joe.
Can you dig it? Yes, I can. I've been waiting such a long time.
Just driving in the car.
94.7 playing an oldie song. I thought they were classic rock stations. I must be mistaken.
So, Joe.
Ooh. Here's a band that's pretty irrelevant.
Joe. Anyway, here are the questions. Please just cue it up to where Joe gets downtown. Another day...
Joe's Music Corner. Somebody's got to give Joe his own weekend show here.
We can listen to the tape of Joe driving around any day. And I would like to, because I share Buzz's love of that. It's just...
Now here's a band that's pretty irrelevant.
Today, time is of the essence. What we have guests, we have Les Moonves on the show today, our new boss.
Les Moonves will be coming on the show. He is the head of everything.
So here are the questions. There are 22 questions.
Wow.
Are you here to... Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Are you here to line up... Are you here to line up to be first to buy Bill Clinton's new book? Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan? How did Ronald Reagan change the United States? Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson Dutch Reagan? Do you plan to purchase the preferred funeral ticket so you don't have to wait in line? True or false, Merv Griffin is a pallbearer? And, of course, we know the answer to that.
The answer is true.
That is true. What say you? All these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
Oh, God.
As a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he died?
Oh, no.
Do you think Nancy is on Atkins or South Beach? Why? Do you think Nancy is dating yet? If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
Oh!
Will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday? I hope the weather's nice. That's just because a lot of people are on here Friday off.
Right. Of course.
Which ex-president, in your opinion, will be the next to die?
Oh, dear.
And then the follow-up is whoever they say.
Right.
I agree. I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner.
We always get James Garner in there.
Jim. What say you? Mr. Reagan loved jelly beans. To honor him, will you give me some candy? Would you like me to talk in my British accent for a few questions? Did you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mole? Wasn't he great? Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around heaven? What should the NFL do to Bill Parcells? Do you intend to watch the new NBC Friends spinoff, Joey? Will you watch The Sopranos season finale this Sunday? And the final question, which I wrote, for my wife, dedicated to my wife. Is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Amen.
So having said
that, they all are.
Can't
Joe's,
wait.
Joe's downtown.
Joe Mose.
This is one time. We're great to be in the most powerful city in the world. This is what it's happening.
This is it.
People were waiting in line, and now let's hear Joe talking to people waiting to see Reagan's casket. They won't even be able to what, till 7 tonight, is
I
that it?
I believe they'll be waiting in line for a long time. Hundreds of people, thousands of people are showing up for this.
So let's go ahead. If you've queued it up to past Joe. Here
Hello.
Hi, here we go.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
You have to.
Fantastic. Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan?
Excuse me?
Have you heard about the
stop the tape for 1 second.
Hollywood act?
Thank you. He's already missed the first. The first question is: Are you in line?
Because he's not. He hasn't found the line yet.
So he's just. He's thinking he's not going to find the line.
Well, okay.
That makes
all right.
Sense then.
Okay. And hold on. We got a good call here too. Hello, Neil. Neil.
Oh,
that's
dear.
Too bad.
What did Neil pull the ripcord on?
Well, maybe he'll call back. It's funny. I'll let him say it.
Very good.
Let him say it. Anyway, but Joe, back to Joe. Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor?
How did Ronald Reagan change the United States of America?
Friends, then.
Okay, and hold on. We got a good call here, too. Hello, Neil? Neil?
Oh,
that's too
bad. What did Neil pull the ripcord on?
Well, maybe he'll call back. It's funny. I'll let him say it.
Very good.
Let him say it. Anyway, but Joe, back to Joe. Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor?
How did Ronald Reagan change the United States of America?
I don't know so much about that. It was before my time.
Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson, Dutch Reagan?
No.
No.
Do you plan to purchase the preferred funeral ticket so you don't have to wait in line?
No.
True or false, Merv Griffin is a pallbearer?
Probably false.
After all these years later, do
Stop
you forgive...
Stop the tape again. No matter what they say, true or false, he was supposed to say true and then say, what say you?
This is a warm-up. Maybe he's experiencing heat stroke.
Okay, roll it again. Keep going.
Watergate scandal?
Don't know anything about it.
Do you forgive him?
As a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think Nancy Reagan is on Atkins or South Beach? Why?
No idea.
Do you think Nancy is dating yet?
No idea.
If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
No idea.
How will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday? I hope the weather's nice.
Just hang out. Have a nice time. Do nothing.
Which Which ex-president, in your opinion, will be the next to die?
I have no idea.
Oh, come
I
on.
Agree.
This guy's fine.
I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner. What say you?
Nothing.
Mr.
Reagan, oh, guy's from another country.
To honor him, will you give me some candy?
Sure.
Would you like me to talk in a British accent for the final few questions?
Oh, Joe.
Try to, yeah.
Did you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mole? Wasn't he great? Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around in heaven?
No.
What should the NFL do to Bill Parcells?
Is this his British accent?
Yeah.
Do you intend
Sounds
to watch
Southern.
The new NBC Friends spinoff show, Joey?
No.
Southern England.
Will you watch The Sopranos season finale this Sunday?
No.
This guy was clueless.
Is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Sure.
Great, thanks for your time.
Of that one he has an opinion on.
Yeah. I'd be like James Earl Jones.
Joe?
Hello. I'm not a news person. I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? Thanks.
Hey, give her the effort.
I like that. I'm not from the press. I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Oh, do we have to hear all of the rejections?
Rejection.
He did.
Hello?
I'm
Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions taped for CBS?
Thanks.
Three.
These are all people downtown waiting in line or maybe at the Capitol area at this point by where Reagan's casket was.
Yeah, that was the third rejection in a row.
Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Nope, that's four.
Four in a row. Poor boy.
At least lots
Hello.
Of rejection
I'm
in
Joe
this hot
from
weather.
The first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio? Sure.
There, okay. Here we go.
Sucker.
Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan?
Yes, I know for the 40th president, Ronald Reagan, yes.
Okay, we got a good
Ronald
guy here.
Reagan changed the United States of America?
By helping to end the war on communism, end the Cold War.
Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson, Dutch Reagan?
Fond memory.
And they start to go south here, the questions do.
Speech after the Challenger disaster.
We got a good guy here.
Do you plan to purchase the preferred funeral ticket so you don't have to wait in line?
I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
True or false? Merv Griffin is a pallbearer. What say you?
True.
After all these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
For all these years, I don't believe I was alive then, so I have no first-hand knowledge.
Hold on, stop the tape. I was going to say, we maybe had a guy.
He was cruising, and then he missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Reagan wasn't president during Watergate.
But listen.
Right.
That's the joke.
Although he did get it right that Merv Griffin was the pallbearer.
He nailed that one.
True.
Yeah. Well, you know, I believe that he's tracking with a few things, not tracking with others.
All right, let it roll.
Important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
Reagan should have gotten us out of Vietnam. Did he have the power to?
Wow.
Oh, totally. You tell me.
I don't believe he did.
You tell me.
He was in the power in 1980.
Do you think Nancy Reagan is on Atkins or South Beach, and why?
Atkins or South Beach? She's quite skinny. She doesn't need to be on a diet.
If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
Dirty penny.
Hey,
sure,
Joe,
why not?
Joe, just
how will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday? I hope the weather's nice.
You skipped the president about his Nancy dating. The question about his Nancy dating yet?
Right. Which ex-president, in your opinion, will be the next to die?
Gerald Ford, he's 91.
I agree.
Good answer.
I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner. What say you?
I don't remember much about James Garner. Was he Rockford Files?
That's right.
I didn't watch that.
Right.
Mr. Reagan loved jelly beans. To honor him, will you give me some candy?
If I had some, in my possession.
Would you like me to talk in a British accent for the final few questions?
No.
No. Please say no. Please say no.
Sure?
No!
Did you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mo? Wasn't he great?
I did not see him.
Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around heaven?
Probably not.
What should the NFL do about Bill Parcells?
His accent.
Nothing. He apologized.
Right.
Huh? Do you intend to watch the new NBC Friends spinoff show, Joey?
No.
Will you watch the Sopranos season finale this Sunday?
No, I don't have HBO.
And finally, is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
What was the question again? Sorry.
Is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Sure. Depends on the relationship.
Thanks for your time.
All right,
not bad, Joe.
Stop it there. Now, you had a guy who seemed to be kind of on top of it.
Yeah, but then he wavered a few times.
Uh-huh.
He didn't track with the whole Vietnam Watergate stuff. No.
Right.
Not really with it.
And, Joe, I can understand. But you got to ask the question. Do you think Nancy's dating you?
Yeah, that's the one that walks the line.
You got to do. You got to do it. All right, let's roll another one, or let's see how many more turndowns he's going to get.
What's
that? Hold on, stop it, Johnny. Here's Joe. Hi, Joe.
I did forget that one. I guess because the sweat was pouring off my face, but I did remember the rest of the questions the rest of the way. And let's just say I remembered the Nancy question when it mattered the most.
Okay. And how many more of these until you actually get into line?
I think that. There's one more guy out of line, and then after that,
it's in line.
You'll know because I start with the Bill Clinton book question.
All right, very good. Let's hear one more out of line. And, hold on, Johnny. Stop it again. Here's Neil. Neil.
Don.
Yes.
Don, we never edit Joe's thoughts.
See, I thought that was fun.
That mini-skirted mama.
All right, get out of here.
She sure looks sexy.
Get out of here. All right, roll it. Let's hear if he strikes gold.
Hello, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Sure.
Here we go.
Fantastic.
All right.
Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan? How did Ronald Reagan change the United States of America?
Multiple ways. Because Reaganomics is one way you can look at it.
Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson Dutch Reagan?
No. Wait, say it again. Who was that?
The Gipper, Ronald Wilson Dutch Reagan.
That was his name? Fond memory. The Evil Empire.
Do you plan?
What was that? Stop the tape. First off,
he thought
the name was Ronald Wilson Dutch Reagan. The Gipper, Ronald Wilson Dutch Reagan was the whole answer. And I believe he was saying the Olympics.
I don't know.
Evil Empire.
Oh, that makes sense.
Evil Empire.
Garbled and mumbling.
All right, roll it again. Just roll it. I'm sorry.
Four tickets so you don't have to wait in line.
No, I did not.
No.
True or false, Merv Griffin is a pallbearer. What say you?
True.
After all these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
Was he involved in the Watergate scandal? Yes.
As a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
Reagan was involved in Vietnam.
There you go. Good for you.
Do you think Nancy Reagan is on Atkins or South Beach, and why?
South Beach.
Do you think Nancy is dating yet?
No.
If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
Nah.
How will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday? I hope the weather's nice.
Me too.
Yeah,
which
come on.
Which ex-president, in your opinion, will be next to die?
Carter.
I agree. I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner. What say you?
I agree.
Mr. Reagan loved jelly beans. To honor him, would you give me some candy?
I don't have any. So.
Now, here's the part where...
Would you like me to talk in a British accent for the final few questions?
No.
Please say no.
Did you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mo? Wasn't he great?
No.
You have to.
Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around in heaven?
Probably.
What should the NFL do to Bill Parcells?
Good question.
Do you intend to watch the new NBC Friends spinoff show, Joey?
I do.
Will you watch the Sopranos season finale this Sunday?
I will.
Finally, is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
It is.
Thank you for your time.
You do.
Wow.
Stop it right there.
Oh, man.
Stop it right there.
I tell you, I love the British accent.
No. When we come back to this later in the show, what we'll do, and see, we didn't have the time to edit this tape before we got on the air today. We just threw it in there.
Yeah.
We'll go right to Joe in line.
Sure.
Because that's really where...
We'll see what happens there.
Where the rubber is going to hit the road. Right. We have to break down because we have prepared comedy. Not that this isn't fine prepared comedy.
Absolutely.
We have prepared comedy coming up in our next break. A comedy troupe.
Hey, Mr. President.
Yeah, it's some kind of political mumbo jumbo where one guy pretends he's Elvis and
there is a liberal Elvis and a conservative Elvis.
Jesus.
It's the cornerstone of the act of Southern discomfort.
Jesus.
Southern discomfort.
So
we have three members from the troupe representing today.
I hope they're going to be theatrical.
They are. Oh, they've been booked on our show with the thought, and true enough,
that they're going to perform.
Yes, as long as we let it go, that we are in love with political singing and dancing humor.
Amen.
True. And we were going to have this comedy troupe perform for us.
And anything you call a comedy troupe,
it couldn't be worse than Joe's British accent.
Nothing could be worse than Joe's British accent.
I'm listening to those questions. Not caring if anybody says anything about Nancy Reagan or about James Garner, just please say no. Do you want me to speak in my British accent?
And the way it's structured, he's probably not going to get any no's. People love that.
I think so.
I wish Mike Wallace would try that occasionally.
I'm Mike Wallace for 60 Minutes.
So when we come back, well, what's the name of the troupe, Robbie? It's the
Southern Discomfort.
Discomfort,
Don. Yeah, troupe. Thank you, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yugoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yugoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yugoogly was?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
Oh, that was just Joe saying hello. Hello.
Hi,
Joe.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Joe. Right. All right. Joe's tape. We queued them up now to the part where he's actually in line.
Very good.
Okay. With the people. And we'll get to them in a moment.
Very good.
Also today, Leslie Moonves on the show.
Wow.
Leslie Chen, excuse me, from CBS.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the show, do you watch the show For Love or Money? I don't feel bad if you say no.
No.
Good, because I would call you fags if you did. It's the latest...
Well, then, yes, I do.
It's the latest whatever. One guy, 20 girls.
Sure.
They're out to screw... Not literally, but you never know. They're out to screw him, or he's out to screw them, and he might get a dollar.
Are you saying he's out to get them in trouble or make their lives hell? Is
yes.
That what you're saying?
Yes, or they to him.
Very good.
And he could end up with $1 or $1 million.
Mm-hmm. $1 million, Mr. Powers.
I don't know, but that's the guy. And now the guy... You got the third one?
No, he's still not answering.
Well, we're going to have to go with two of these guys. It's the magic of live improvisational theater.
Improvisation!
Now, as you know, Mike and before we get them on the air, I just got to get it out of my system. We love musical theater and musical comedy.
Of course we do.
We support the arts.
We do. We do indeed.
And now I think I'll be able to do this with a straight face.
All right,
we're
very good.
Fake voices or anything.
You think we'll get some real stick here?
Oh, they're prepared to perform.
All right, let's give them a chance.
Let's welcome now to the Don and Mike Show. Who's here now? Is it Alan and
Stuart?
Alan and Stuart. Alan?
Yes.
Alan Friedman and Stuart Young?
Right. Yes.
And you guys are part of Southern Discomfort?
That's
yes,
correct.
From
now, let me just say, Mike.
He's already jumping right in.
I love this about theater people.
I know. Theater people are wonderful. There's no business like show business.
I'm the conservative Elvis.
If I could just say, thespians do it in the theater. Mm-hmm. And leave it at that.
Yeah.
What we have here. Now, Mike, you know.
Now, who's the guy with the low voice? Is that you, Alan?
No, unfortunately, that's not. That's Stuart.
All right. Stuart Young, you are the conservative Elvis.
Yes, I am.
And there's nothing that we love more than good political humor.
Absolutely. And we have for years, from Mrs. Foggy Bottom to Mark Russell to the Capitol steps.
Good for you for remembering Mrs. Foggy Bottom.
Thank you very much.
And we love political humor mixed with satire. mixed with good old-fashioned American song and dance.
Folk music, Don.
Folk music. Folk music is what we got. Uh-huh. We understand that you're debuting a new show very soon, and one of your routines...
Is it called The Mighty Wind?
No.
One of the routines, it's not best in show, is it?
No.
Waiting for Guffman.
Yes, there you go.
There you go.
Right. Dad, do either one of you guys have a guitar with you right now?
No, that would be acapella.
Acapella, all right. Well, here without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be entertained with the Republican Elvis and the Democratic Elvis. Here are the comedy troupe.
Southern Discomfort.
The stylings of Southern Discomfort. Please laugh.
Should I go first?
Yes, Stuart, please do.
Thank you very much.
Republican strategy for winning the South.
Yeah, well, I'm opposed to John Kerry. Just want
guys,
to say that right.
Guys, hold on. I know that showbiz, anything happens in showbiz,
right?
The third member of the troupe is on the line.
That would be Tim Satimi?
Yeah. It would be. Tim?
Hello, man. What's happening?
Are you the liberal Elvis?
He's the liberal Elvis.
Thank you very much. I certainly am.
Yeah. All right, but listen, either way, ladies and gentlemen.
I have to be honest with you. It wasn't working without the liberal Elvis.
That's right.
Now maybe the whole thing will come together.
Alan, Stewart, and Tim, here they are from Atlanta. Southern Discomfort!
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. Love my gender candidates. At us, please don't scold.
I turned our microphones off.
Yeah. We're white males who love NASCAR, and we're generally pissed off. Love my gender. If you want to win election day, or we vow to track you down.
Now another one of them should be singing soon, right? Like in response?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are we on mics now?
Oh, baby.
See?
Oh, baby, man.
They just go.
Just let them run.
Yeah.
You want to hear some little liberal Elvis here? I'll show you what you're going to do here.
Yeah.
I know that the baby boomers are becoming senior folk. Our body functions foul up. I tell you, that's no joke. Please don't drool, because that's not cool. Oh, you don't have to squelch that belch.
Here's the thing.
I just tell you, please don't drool.
With the Joe tapes, we know that they're going to be... Oh, let me break it.
Stuart, tell them that way.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, look, can I just...
Yeah,
say,
bravo.
Wow. Fantastic.
Please, fantastic. No,
could we hear more?
Yeah, you know, I want you to know that I'm opposed to John Kerry because he keeps changing his position on all the issues.
Really, Elvis?
Yeah, I'm thinking that his favorite place to eat is Waffle House. His favorite footwear?
Yeah.
Footwear is flip-flop.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So when you guys go out, what kind of response do you get to this routine?
We're very similar to this.
How's it going so far, fellas?
You want to say, buddy, I'm glad I'm dead.
Hold on, one at a time. Alan, how do you think, not this appearance, but overall your career as this comedy troupe, how do you think it's going?
Well, I'm going to give up my day job at McDonald's almost any time now.
All right, Stuart, what do you think, really? Come on, don't try to be a Weisenheimer like Alan.
I'm sorry.
Stuart, what do you think?
I think that we're very, very warmly received.
And where have you been performing, guys?
We actually have opened for Ray Charles at the Atlantic Civic Center.
And how did that go?
It went great, actually.
Okay, all right.
People were pleasantly surprised.
Tim, how do you think this whole Southern Discomfort thing is going over?
Well, to be honest, as the new guy, I'm glad I'm Elvis and I'm not dead.
So when you do this, you guys do improv primarily? Is that what it is?
Well, we're scripted for musical satire, like the Capitol Steps.
I understand you have songs. Do you have a song about Martha Stewart called Jailhouse Crook?
Jailhouse Crook, yes.
Oh, by golly, we sure do.
Oh, here we go.
Can we hear a little Jailhouse Crook?
Ladies and gentlemen, Southern Discomfort.
We need a little rock in here.
We're short.
Martha Stewart checked into the county jail. She saw the prison menu and began to wail. She told the inmates, I hate to make a scene, but I don't... prefer Nouvelle Cuisine.
Let's cook. Everybody, let's cook. All you jailhouse crooks, come listen to the jailhouse crook.
Right,
the left is crying out, hey man, for heaven's sake, this pot roast is so tough my teeth are gonna break. Martha said just cook it next time in a crock.
All right, now here's the problem.
Your
Do we really just tell them that they suck so bad?
They know already. It's not necessary to hit them over the head.
Come listen to the jail.
I don't know if they know how bad they suck, though.
Well, I think...
Sent to prison number 23. Boys looking now, we got a chance to free.
I mean, I thought when the other guy came in, maybe...
No, but listen to him.
I mean, I thought...
Thanks and beans.
Let's cook. Everybody, let's cook.
I mean, we know they suck.
Oh, they know they suck.
Cooks. Come listen to the jailhouse cook. It goes on and on.
Mark Russell on line 4.
We loved it.
Wow.
What about Please Don't Drool?
That's
a song that you have about senior citizens. Please don't drool.
That's right.
All right, let's hear a bit of that.
Well, we just did a little bit of that a minute ago, but
no,
You weren't paying attention. Sorry.
We got the Fox News song, however.
Oh, well, let's hear that.
All right, the Fox News song.
You can watch CNN, but you better bet you're gonna do it on your own TV set. On my TV, I got the vote, so take your lousy hand.
This is the guy who takes it seriously, I think.
You turn off my true Fox News.
Jesus.
You can do anything, but don't turn off.
Which one is this, Rob? Alan. No, Stuart.
Do you realize that your news has been homogenized?
Hey, guys, hold on. We got an emergency. Hold on a second, please. Hold on. We'll be right back. Hold on. Breaking news. Hold on.
Put him on hold. We got a breaking news here.
Okay. Take him one at a time. Which guy you think is...
I think the guy that was just singing was Stuart Young.
Stuart.
He's on the warm line.
On the warm line. Hey, Stu. Stu, hey, it's Don from Don and Mike. We just had to go to a break because, you know, all the stuff with Reagan happened in downtown. How do you think it's going?
That's a good question.
How do you think it's going? It's going great. I mean, you know you pound sand, right? I mean, really, do you know that? You know you suck worse than anything or anybody? This is Don, and you're not on the air. Why are you going to kill me? He doesn't think they pound sand.
Well,
okay, hold on.
How
just begin to course. Hold on a second. Hold on.
How could he go on?
How could he do it?
I mean, how could he do it? He thinks he's good. I mean, why would he go through the exercise?
That's the other guy. Hey, Alan? Alan?
No, that's Tim.
Oh, Tim? Tim, hi Tim, it's Don from Don and Mike. We had to take an emergency break for the traffic downtown with Reagan and stuff. How do you think it's going? Yeah, how's the team going? Yeah, how's it going? The new guy, he's had fun with it. He thinks it's going great.
They all do, Don. They wouldn't be able to do it otherwise.
Okay, hold on.
You want to talk to Alan Friedman? He was the only one not doing Elvis.
Okay, which
was
E-444?
Yeah.
Maybe he
can be able to. Hey, Alan? Hey, it's Don. I'm sorry. We're not back on the air yet. We've got some traffic stuff today with Reagan's body coming to town. So we're in a commercial break now. How do you think the set's going today on the show? It's going great.
It's going great. Sure.
Just appreciate us having us on.
Yeah, of course they do.
Hold on a second.
Of course they do. They're all... Well, there's... You know.
We'll call them back. They don't... Yeah, the 444 guy. They don't know that they...
Oh, I thought you wanted them back.
No. Just get the one guy. Okay. Call the one guy back. They don't know that they suck.
No. Well, they wouldn't. No. Why would they do it?
And if they did, they wouldn't.
And if they're getting gigs like opening at a major theater for Ray Charles.
Uh-huh. But Ray Charles can't see them.
Well, the audience can.
We can't either, but
it doesn't help.
I know.
You know, it just goes to show people are dying to be entertained.
God, they're awful.
They're terrible.
It sucks so bad. But, Rob, do get them all, because I would like to ask them how much they charge to play my wife's birthday party.
Absolutely.
Next year.
Let's get tickets. Absolutely. Now, the guy, you've already talked to Stuart. You were the harshest with him.
You want them all?
He may not want to play your wife's birthday.
There you go. All right, now, they're back with us. Thank you for waiting through the break. Alan, Stuart, and Tim are back. Southern Discomfort, are you there?
We are here.
We're here.
All right, here's a question. Sorry that we had to take a second. Glad to be back.
Welcome back, fellas.
Thanks.
You know, Elvis is not the only shtick, by the way.
Really?
Believe it or not, it's even better.
It's even better?
How does it get better than Elvis?
It gets better.
How does it get better than Elvis?
Well, we have Ben Affleck singing about his breakup with J-Lo.
Oh, that's timely. Okay, yeah, right.
We have Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh. Let's hear the Ben Affleck song.
Tim, you there?
Let's see. That would be, I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today, yeah. The source of all my PR is going away, yeah. She's got a tuchus, it's wide. She's got a tuchus, it's wide.
Oh, she's got a tuchus, it's wide.
She's got a tuchus, it's wide. And it's all there.
Very good. When you mentioned you have had gigs before, if you don't mind me asking, how much do you get paid? How much coin?
Does it vary from gig to gig?
It varies depending on the size.
On how much you drink, how much you get paid? Do you get paid, like, with a free bar tab, or?
Yeah, Blues Brothers. No, we don't, and we don't perform behind a cage, but yeah, we do, we do get coin of the realm, and, we've actually performed as far away as Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Comedy Festival a couple of years ago.
So you did the Las Vegas Comedy Festival.
How'd you do there?
We did pretty well.
Very good. Now you can ask him the big question.
You can ask. Define pretty well.
Well, people
were warmly received.
Warmly received in Las Vegas. Received.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, I know for a fact that Don's wife, Frida, is having a 50th birthday just about a year from now, and I know Don was wondering if he could book you.
We don't strip, though.
No. Sorry. No, come on, serious, guys.
Yeah, and we can write, one of the things we specialize is in writing specific material for our audience.
Custom
so we can write
that's custom fantastic. Material. You know what? She'd love it.
That would be great.
That means the guy from American Idol and now these guys.
What, oh yeah, that's right. Matt Rogers is the guy, the headliner that we've already got lined up.
That
right.
Guy's, as I'm representing Don on this, I have to tell you that Matt Rogers, the country boy from American Idol, has agreed to perform at Don's wife's birthday gratis for the exposure.
He did yesterday on this show.
How expensive. Based on this appearance, I was wondering, in the publicity you're getting for Southern Discomfort, I'm wondering if Southern Discomfort could possibly perform for free at Frida's birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
That's nice. Look at that's
two. And you speak, was that, who was that saying that, absolutely?
That was me, Alan.
Stuart and Tim, do you echo those sentiments?
Well, I don't know. If you get my travel covered.
Yes, of course.
Of course. That's what he's doing for Matt Rogers.
Yeah, that's right.
He's covering the travel.
So what's your next big gig?
We have one... Saturday night here in the Atlanta area, and then we've got a private gig tomorrow night also in the Atlanta area.
A lot of corporate outings and things like that?
Yeah, we do corporate stuff.
Really?
Do you seem to be better received by Republicans or Democrats? And answer that question honestly, please.
No, I will. We're well received by both.
No, pick one party.
No,
though,
pick
that
one party. That's essential. Who do you think makes...
Probably Democrats, I would say.
Probably Democrats. Could you improv a custom song for us right now? Could you improv something for us? I gave you... The topic is our phone screener. His name is Joe, and he's 40 years old. Could you improv?
But you want to give him a few more details about details? He's 40. He's in a job that you would most often be handled by a 19-year-old.
Right. He's got... like zero dedication to work.
Let me get this straight. He's an intern in Washington. He's a 40-year-old intern?
Yes. Well, no, he's an employee, but he's like at a level entry position. Go ahead, right? Let's hear an improv. Go.
Screen, 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 screen.
Okay, they made us laugh that
that's
time.
Good.
That
I
is
like
brilliant.
That, you know what, yeah. Alan, was that you with Scream?
That was me.
Yeah, well, that's you guys are booked at the birthday party. Don, I guess you'll work out the details with travel.
Here's someone who saw it. Were you guys ever in Reno?
No, we were the biggest little city in the West.
Yeah, hello, that was your first divorce, wasn't it, Alan?
Paul, are you there, Paul?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Paul, go ahead. You're on the air.
Listen, I saw these guys at the Las Vegas Comedy Festival. I live in Las Vegas.
they got more laughs from you two than they did the whole set.
Oh, come on now. Stop it, please.
My ears are bleeding.
Actually, if I could say, we did the opening cocktail party. We got a lot of great response, including from Shelley Berman.
We think you're fantastic. Yeah, and Shelley Berman is a huge, huge barometer of whatever, something.
Shelley is still on the right side of the dirt?
Yes.
Hello.
Just so a second. That qualifies
Hello.
As
Mark.
A response.
Mark, Don and Mike show. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Big fans of you guys.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, out of the 17 years I've listened to you guys, I've never heard anyone worse.
Oh, no, stop that. Are you crazy?
Unfunny.
Stop it.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
I like the screen.
People are so crazy.
Are you crazy? Listen, don't you know our love of improvisational comedy that's
comedy
mixed with music?
I'd rather floss my eyeballs.
Oh, no.
I'll get out of here. You're going to make me burn my Peter, Paul, and Mary records. Get out of here, you idiot.
Does a gentleman, and any of you can answer this, does Jack Carter care for your style of jokery?
I don't know. We didn't see Jack Carter.
No, we didn't see Jack.
Here's another call for you guys. Here's John. Johnny.
Hello?
John, hi.
This is Bill.
Bill, yes, go ahead.
Bill. These guys are, they're the best. And I saw them, and I got their autographs, and I'm booking them. Actually, you guys are horrible.
Oh, now that's, hey, come on.
Oh, they are. Now,
come
guys,
on, enough.
No, they, you know what? Here's the deal with these guys.
What's the deal?
These guys, I mean, what are they sitting around, sitting around a 12-pack or a keg and...
Hey, knock
something?
It off now. Listen,
hey,
have you ever existed in the harsh spotlight of the stage?
We love folk music and folk performers and all things folk.
All the chicklets are knocked out, too, probably.
Oh, they're not.
I don't know what that means.
What the hell does that mean?
Does that mean bad teeth?
What the hell is going on here?
They have mullets and everything else. Come on. These guys are the worst.
They don't strike me as mullet kind of guys.
They are the worst.
Gentlemen, Southern Discomfort, do any of you have mullets?
Buzz?
No.
And Buzz, would you answer the question? Buzz,
yes.
Since the listeners only seem to believe you, your opinion, your opinion of these guys.
I think they're great. This is my favorite kind of humor.
And then we're going to see them at the 50th birthday party for your wife.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's okay, guys.
All right. Okay, everybody turn on their radio channels right now, guys. Bye.
To hear.
Yeah,
now, we apologize for our listeners, guys.
I'm very sorry about that.
That was uncalled for.
I agree. Totally uncalled for.
You can't hear this anywhere else on the radio dial.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I want you to say you're high.
Right on about that. I think so. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Well, what can I say? We love the magic of live improvisational theater.
Yeah. Let's have a round of applause for Southern Discomfort.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, fellow American.
You guys are great. You're very talented.
Keep it up.
And we'd like a regular spot with you on our show. As a matter of fact, we could talk to you off the air about this, but I think, how would you guys feel about a deal where you would rotate on all of the Infinity shows? Where you'd be on our show, then you'd be on Imus' show, then you'd...
Scores of stations.
You're laughing?
Well, yeah, I think you know.
Sign me up.
See, he doesn't. I don't think he does.
Yeah.
No, I don't think...
No, we take you very seriously. We know that you're a couple of serious guys.
All right, then let's just get to brass tacks. Do you know, and now I'm being serious, do you know you suck? Do you know you really suck awful... Horrible. Like, if I saw you, I would probably want to stab you to death. You suck so bad.
Well, at least we get a reaction.
That was the reaction.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, now I feel bad.
Oh, I don't feel bad.
I want fighting back, I mean, just maybe a you suck, too.
Well, do you think we suck? No, of course we don't.
You know, I brought my kids to see you guys on the radio.
Right, we're fantastic.
1989.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Now you go home and tell your kids, hey, I was on that show that Daddy used to listen to. They said Daddy sucks. And then your kid will say, Daddy, I wanted to tell you for years. You suck! I hate your stupid political songs. You suck! You're awful!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Listen, you haven't heard the A material yet.
Oh, listen, there is pal, you had your
chance. Hey, they're persistent. Give them credit for that. Yeah. They're persistent.
You got to believe.
But really, you suck. And that's okay. Good for you. Keep sucking. Somebody has to suck in this country, and you can do the sucking for a lot of people.
Well, at least we're not on drive time radio. Well, yesterday we are.
Yeah, that's right.
This is true.
That's right. And see, after we hang up, we'll still have our audience that loves us, and then you'll go back to whatever it is that you're doing, you know, smelling like root beer and pulled off Band-Aid.
Well, I thought this went really well.
Thank you guys for having us on.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you for coming.
We want to thank you. We want to thank you. You're fantastic.
We wish you
do you have a website you'd like to plug?
Yeah, southerndiscomfort.com.
What is it? Southerndiscomfort.com.
Right.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to miss that.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Listen, I know that I should have ended that sooner. I love awkward, uncomfortable radio, though.
I know.
And
it was
awkward? I didn't know if they really knew that they were bad. I mean, I thought that they thought that they were
know they're really bad, I don't think anybody does that. If they think they're bad, they hang in. And they'll continue, regardless of what you said, they'll continue to plug along and,
they try harder now.
I think maybe they will. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll try harder. And it just got to a point where you had to scream at him.
But even that, they just, especially.
And in some way, maybe some good will come out of that.
The guy with the deep voice was like, well, that's okay.
But he got it. I thought he was a little sarcastic.
The magic Christian voice?
Yes. Hi, let me get out of my car. There we go now.
Hello.
$5,000 in cash.
Don and Mike. Hello, Chris.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, I saw these guys at Suckapalooza last year. I think they opened for the Capitol Steps.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Because you got to know the truth. Really, we both universally hate all of that. Mr. President!
We do. And, now they know that. And, in this town where we live, it has been around for so long.
Yeah.
And it's like the shows that cater to the tourists that come in. And
Dave.
Yes. Don.
Yeah.
What was that?
You know what that was, my friend? Great radio that you will not forget.
I won't forget it. I'll tell you one thing. They've just, renewed my faith. I'm thinking real hard about repurchasing the Yoko Ono anthology, really.
And listen, smart guy. Rob, don't even go for it. We have a rule.
Yeah.
Listeners cannot set off that alarm.
He ran for it. Rob ran for that alarm.
Of course he did. Forget it.
That alarm only works.
That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to eject.
All right, thank you.
That alarm only works when either Don or Mike say Yoko Ono.
Hello. Mike, and it doesn't work when you speak about yourself in third person.
That only works when Don or I say Yoko Ono.
Hello, Eric?
Yes, Don Mike.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Yeah, I think the name of the band really summed up that last segment. Discomfort was a definite key word.
Discomfort?
Yes, discomfort. Speaking of discomfort.
No!
Yes. Hey, don't blame me. Some caller tried to start it, and Mike's really the guy who let this one go.
I thought it would be appropriate during this segment. Offer a little balance. After we had all that non-talent, that was some real talent.
Yoko Ono.
Listen to this part.
Poor John was living in hell before he ever walked out of the Dakota Hotel.
Amen.
Listen to that.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Enough. John and Mike. Last call on the topic. Don. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to your program, and I left booked them down at the ranch, you stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot, Bernard.
Okay, pardon me. Where's my sunflower seed?
Don and Mike.
Wait a minute, Don and Mike? Oh, yeah, I think they're on in D.C.
That's funny. That guy gets a check.
I want to book them at the ranch. At the ranch. Come on down.
Out the ranch?
Yeah, it'll be perfect. It'll be perfect for him.
Okay, well, we come back. Oh, boy. More of the Joe tapes with Joe down on the mall talking to people waiting at the Capitol to see Reagan's box. And the president of CBS.
Leslie Moonves.
Lei Chen, when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that would be number
six.
Huh. Again, number six, number two.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Artinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl,
yeah,
it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
The Don and Mike Show.
That.
Two hot and hairy bear studs, Don and Mike.
Well, in case you missed the beginning of the show today, Joe had a hell of a time.
Yeah. Joe got caught up in traffic and got lost down at the Capitol Rotunda and had a terrible morning.
His quotes were among, "This is a big place."
Yes, talking about the Capitol.
And then when he finally, he asked the park ranger where Reagan's box was going to be. And he found what? He found the exit, right? Not the place where people were waiting in line, right?
The first thing was, I said, "Joe, he'll be laying in the rotunda." He says, "Walking around, it's a big building."
Yeah,
and then
course.
I said, "Ask a park ranger." And the park ranger sent him to where he thought the line would be, but turned out it was the exit.
Oh, dear. Poor
Joe. Anyway, we've now queued into the tape.
Yeah.
The Joe Mo's tape. Oh, and here's the intro to it.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mo's.
Yeah.
Joe Artinger, man on the streets.
And now we are going to go just hours ago when Joe was actually in line with the people that are, these are the people who have waited the longest.
Right.
To see the casket. Roll that from hours ago in D.C. Here's Joe. Downtown.
Here we go.
Anytime. I've got all the...
Just tape the broadcast on CBS Radio?
Got it.
If you want to. Fantastic. Are you here in line... Are you here to line up to be the first to buy Bill Clinton's new book?
You have to prove that. Your fingerprints on
the... No, I don't think so. Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan? That was one of his things that he did.
All right, stop the tape.
Ronald Reagan change...
Stop it for a second. You got to know this is great now because these are the people that are like the first 20 people in line.
Absolutely, yes.
Waiting to get in. So when he says, have you heard about the passing of
Hollywood? Yeah, a little confusion there.
Ronald Reagan, right. Next question is, how did Reagan, it's a softball question, how did Reagan change the United States?
Right.
Joe. Johnny.
Of America. He let it have the biggest peace dividends since I don't know when. Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper? Ronald Wilson, Dutch Reagan.
Hey, he cares a lot, doesn't he, this guy?
Fond memory.
I think this is the first guy.
The first guy in line, you mean?
Yeah, I think Joe
said
that.
I just like some of his humor. And, you know, his speeches were well done, and he only flubbed not very often.
Hey, hold on, stop the tape. Stop the tape. Do you think this guy's got Alzheimer's?
Joe said to me that I think this guy is the front of the line.
Sounds like an old guy, and he's
the front of the line.
Very hot and humid.
Right.
It sounds like he's having trouble breathing.
Hello?
Hey,
Joe. Was that the first guy?
Well, he was the first guy I picked. He wasn't particularly the first guy in line.
Okay, all right. How close to the front was he?
Well, like I said, there was less than 100 people, so he was within the first 50 feet or so.
There you go.
All right, and that's right. One of them.
Because this was the first guy I went to that there were like four or five other television crews asking the same people as me, so there weren't that many people to go around yet.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Joe, when they're standing in line, are they in direct sun? Are they inside?
Oh, yeah. This guy weighed about 350.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
He brought himself a bottle of Gatorade to get him through the day.
Very smart.
There you go. Thanks, Joe.
Sure, man.
All right. Bye, Joe. All right. Back to the tape of Joe at the casket. Go.
Preferred funeral tickets so you don't have to wait in line.
Oh, yeah. Do you plan to purchase preferred?
True or false? Merv tickets. Griffith is a pallbearer.
Merv Griffith?
What say you?
It's very,
I don't know.
Very hot.
I haven't had time. I've been driving here. After all these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
He gets
the joke.
This is a comedy show, right?
Well,
as a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
Hello?
Hello?
Sir?
Hello?
Hello? You okay?
See, this is...
Do you think Nancy... That was before. I'm sorry?
So
that was before Reagan... He did what he could to fight the communists everywhere.
He finally got it.
Dissolve amongst themselves. Do you think Nancy Reagan is on Atkins or South Beach?
And why?
I have no clue.
Do you think Nancy is dating yet?
Oh, okay.
I doubt it. If they put Reagan on the dime,
we're
going
to have to stop this tape for just a moment.
Why?
Right? Joining us. Right as we're discussing this guy, whether Nancy will date or not. Joining us on the phone is the president of Infinity Radio now and the president of CBS. Here is Leigh Moonves. Leigh!
Hey, how you doing?
Leigh Moonves.
How you doing, guys?
Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure and honor to be with you.
Now, let's see. Leslie, let's see if you remember. And thank you for coming on because it was the assignment of our new producer.
Yes.
To get you, because she got the job. Her first day was the day Mel quit and you got the job.
Right.
So we said, get Leigh Moonves.
And she wrote me this lovely email saying, this is my first week, and I got to show these guys that I can deliver. And if I deliver you, they're going to think I'm cool.
So that's wonderful. Way to go,
and
B.A.
She did. She delivered.
Very true.
Right.
Now that we've had all of that, let's see if you remember us. We called you right after you got the job at CBS.
Right.
One day we called you because I've long thought that I could program a network in my sleep.
Well, I think the initial contact with Leslie Moonves was when you were showing him your prowess as a television programmer.
That's right.
And we had a nice conversation.
We just cold called you at your office
and
one day.
And you took the call and we appreciated it.
I remember the call, but I hope you don't ask me what bad shows you pitched me.
No, I didn't pitch any shows.
Okay. Good.
And really, I think you're doing a fine job at CBS TV. We watch it. Here's what we're concerned about.
Okay.
You're now the boss of Infinity Radio.
Yes.
Oh, right.
And
no, technically our boss.
Yes. And
technically that's right.
And we've read that, you know, that there's going to be some stations that might be tossed, under the tracks.
Not true.
Hmm.
Not true.
Well,
you know what? See, the dirty little secret is radio makes more money than television.
Yeah, there you go.
People don't realize that out in the world, that for Viacom, radio is as important, if not more important, than television.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
You guys are not going anywhere. Your station's not going anywhere.
But you would very
happy to be involved with it.
Well, that's wonderful, but you would never say that to Ray Romano, though, would you? You would never say that to him.
No, by the way, Ray Romano, I'm on my knees begging him to stay for another year.
Yeah.
And can I tell you something else? Here's a genius move. Yes, dear, not canceled. Simply put in Leslie's back pocket.
Oh, really? So it's not canceled?
No, it's not.
So
we got 13 episodes being shot.
Right.
To stick in when something else is not working.
Well, we have a soft spot in our heart for that show because the executive producer of that show, Greg Garcia, was actually, I know this may be hard to believe, actually an intern on this show years ago.
Is that true?
Yes.
He got us our
Greg
water.
Greg happens to be one of the funniest writers in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He really is a great guy, and Greg and Alan Kirshenbaum, his partner, that's one of the reasons it's back.
Now that you're, I know you got other stuff, but Infinity Radio is on your plate.
Yes.
On occasion, Mike and I, if we would have a beef or just wanted to see what was happening, back in the day, there was the time that we could go to our general manager and we'd say, you know, we'd really like to meet with Mel.
We had clout.
And Mel would come down and he would always yell at us, but we always liked it because he would always come down. Is there any chance you'd ever come down here if we asked and you would just yell at us?
Absolutely.
Oh,
you
man.
Promise? I do promise. I promise your area once or twice a year. I'd love to come visit.
And, oh, that's
you know, it would be my pleasure to yell at you.
And when you come in, really, and it has to be the kind of tongue lashing that even with the door shut, they can hear you in the hallway.
Absolutely. Look, I can't yell quite as big as Mel, but
and
I'm new at it.
How do you feel about us reading tabloid stories about you?
Oh, God. You know, it goes with the territory. You know, the truth of those things is 98% of them are not true, and, you know, the 2% that are, pretty interesting.
So you know, just in the interest of entertaining our audience, we just wanted to get your blessing. If we do see you in the tabloids, we can share those stories with our listeners.
Yes, you can. David Letterman does it. Howard Stern does it. Why can't you guys?
Very
great.
Good.
Well, then I'll just flat out ask you, how are things with Julie Chen?
How are things with Julie Chen? They're terrific. Julie Chen is a terrific lady.
I love her. I'll tell you, the show I love her best on is that Big Brother show.
Absolutely.
And I'm not blowing smoke. No. I think she's the best when she's out there doing that live stuff. And listen, you want to know how into TV I am? Forget the radio thing. You already know that.
Yeah, you are in front of the TV.
Mike and I are great on the radio. We'll deliver the big stuff for you. I'm telling you, I get the East and West Coast feeds.
Right.
There's a girl on Channel 2 in Los Angeles.
Is a CBS affiliate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
KCBS. Her name is Lisa Joyner.
Yep.
If you are not doing something with her, if you do not have a project with her, then you need to have your head examined.
By the way, I like Lisa Joyner a lot. I think you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, she was in the building last week talking about some project. I don't know what it was, so you do have good taste.
I'm telling you. Right, she's no Jillian Barbary. I'm not saying you put her on the show just for TNA, but I'm saying this girl's got a future.
She's very cute. She's got a great personality. You're absolutely right.
And are you excited about having this come into your sphere?
Absolutely. At this moment, I'm a little overwhelmed because I know, I have all of Infinity Radio. I have all of Viacom Outdoor. I have all of Paramount Television now under me, as well as all the, as well as CBS Television. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and it's a very big job. And as you know, Mel is a pretty terrific guy, and it's tough shoes to fill.
And will you be offended if we simply refer to you as King?
No, that's what most people do.
Now,
I appreciate it.
Lay, if I may call you. May I call you Lay? As
you
in,
can call me Lay anytime you want.
Lay, looking at the primetime schedule.
Here we go. And you know what? Really, with take the Infinity Broadcasting thing out of the equation. This is the reason, Mr. Moonves, and I can't help mate Lay, that Don was excited to talk to you because he wanted to talk to you about the TV schedule.
Okay, let's talk about the schedule.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
CBS is the most watched network.
Yes,
but
it is.
Here's the problem. You only pound that when you've got, and I'll call him a schmuck because he's on our show all the time, Jim Nance, when I watch the golf, he's the only guy who reads the cards, on America's most watched network, CBS. That's the first thing you do. You pound it over people's heads. We're the winners.
We are the winners.
Mm-hmm. We're the winners. CBS
That's right.
is the winner.
That's correct. Go on.
Now, second.
Now, by the way, there's a saying in promo, as soon as you are get sick of hearing something, that's the first time it's really registering out there with the American public.
I would agree with that.
And by the way, the American public likes to hear that when they're watching somebody, they're in first place and they're the winner because then they feel like a winner.
That's right. So there you go. So that's the first piece of advice. I would say you're not aggressively marketing CBS on air as the number one kick-ass network. Now, let's look at Thursday. Let's look what you've done on Thursday.
Why do I feel like you're interviewing for a job?
Well, hold on a second, because I'm getting somewhere, because I am Mike.
This is your second career.
You have turned around Thursday night, the impossible NBC machine started by the late Brandon Tartikoff. You turn it around, you own Thursday night. Now I say to you, what's your most underperforming night of the week, Lay? It's got to be either Friday night or Saturday night, right?
No. By the way, arguably it could have been Wednesday night was underperforming, and that's why we put the CSI show there.
Yeah, right. but still,
Friday actually. By the way, Friday and Saturday, relatively speaking,
yes,
we are starting to win Friday nights, and Saturday nights Saturday night is mediocre, but it's mediocre for everyone.
Now, now you're right to my point.
Okay.
Friday night, I want to tell you, and Mike, you tell Lay, I'm not lying about this.
What, that you don't leave the house?
No, yeah, that I don't leave the house.
All right.
Well, you're pathetic.
Joan of Arcadia. First time I saw Joan of Arcadia, I came and I said, that show's a smash. That's a show with a girl.
I know that you don't, yes.
Right.
Now, Friday night's not a problem. You put Jag on Friday night, you put your 48 hours on. You know the night you got to look at? Saturday. And here's the audience that I would bring to you Saturday night. I'm not talking about me and Mike. I'm just saying conceptually the way you should program. Program it towards people who are younger who are stuck at home with young kids. Seriously.
Okay,
the thought is.
And you are not aware of what we've done in our fall schedule for the Saturday night.
Well, all I know is that when I'm at home on Saturday night and I don't have a young kid, I'm just a schmuck done like leaving the house.
Well, let him tell us what he's doing in the fall.
We've done on Saturday night in the fall. Number one, we've put Amazing Race Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That is our.
You know what?
Show.
That's a good move.
Leslie, you got the bell. You got the bell. We gave you the bell for
That's
that.
That's a good move, because I want to tell you, Saturday night ain't time to see Craig T. Nelson's tired face.
By the way, Craig T. Nelson is off the air. That show's off the air.
Good move.
Number two, what we've done, and it's rather unusual, we schedule, believe it or not, it's called Crime Time on CBS, Crime Time Saturday, where we repeat all the CSIs without cold case.
Oh, I like that a lot.
God, listen.
No, I really like
Here I am ready to yell at you, and look, you've already fixed the night.
I fixed it. You know, I agree with you. We got to go young, we got to be smarter about how we do it.
And here's another thing. I'm watching your CBS morning show, and we all agree. When we were up in New York a couple years ago doing the show every other week up there,
right.
The gem of the CBS morning show is the weather guy that you stole from Fox.
Dave Price.
Yes.
Is he great? He needs... I would argue he's either the gem is Julie Chen, but that's another story.
Well, that's, again, that's,
you probably...
All right, and let's get off that subject.
Of course. Well, that's, you brought it up.
Oh, by the way, Dave Price is spectacular. Yeah. I agree. He has added such life to that show, and he's great. He's a great talent.
And you need him to be goofier. You need to let him be goofier.
Oh, he's being pretty goofy.
I mean, I remember when he did stuff like...
Are you talking about outfits? Is that what you're talking about?
Don't you remember...
The great tradition of weathermen, put him in an outfit.
Put him out on the street in an outfit.
You know, really, I mean, we go back to the days of Willard with Carmen Miranda. Put him in an outfit.
Okay, I'll tell him to put fruit in his head.
And now the most important thing, yes. on a personal note, for Mike and myself.
Okay.
Imus is how old?
I don't know.
Older than you or I.
Yes,
I guarantee
that's true. That's true.
How many more years can he have?
I don't know.
How many more years can he have? Lay, here we are.
Hold it. Don't get me in trouble with my talent.
I'm not going to get you in trouble.
How would you like it if Imus was talking about you guys? I would defend
Well,
you
he's too. been doing it for 20 years, but that's okay.
He says we're college radio. All I'm saying is, eventually, you know...
Well, you know, put it this way, Don. Leslie, we're here for you.
I appreciate it.
We're here for you.
You guys do a fabulous job. I am honored to be on your show.
Thank you.
I'm honored to be running radio. You're a part of the reason I'm going to enjoy this. And, you know, hopefully you'll let me come back and do this again.
You know, and anytime you just want to get something off your chest, you have an open forum here.
That's good. Well, I'm thinking of running for president. What do you think?
Very good. We'll back you 100%.
Lay, you just need to get that confidence up a little bit. coming from me, that's an awful lot. Thank you for calling.
It's nice talking to you guys. Keep up the good work.
What would you say to the people at Infinity Broadcasting Radio Station, WHFS, in Washington, D.C.? Would there be a message you would have for them? That's one of the underperforming stations.
It is one of the underperforming stations. There are a few of those. Mm-hmm. I would say to them, don't worry. Infinity Radio is in great hands.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Pack your bags.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Lay.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Lay. And there he is.
That is our new district leader, the new president.
The new president of Infinity Broadcasting.
Could not wait to get off the phone.
Lay Moonves.
And I do believe you were sincere about his Saturday night. You're happy with it. I like the repeating of all the CSIs.
So do I.
Very cool.
Yeah, Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
And The Amazing Race, which they're heavily promoting right now. Right?
Old fart like me, I go to the movies every Saturday night with my wife. I go home at 10 o'clock. What's on TV? Oh, CSI. I love CSI.
It didn't matter. Anyway, you couldn't talk to him about radio. It was all about the magic.
And you know, somehow foolishly, I thought, you know, like maybe
hey, this guy's got a great head on his shoulders.
He hangs at the phone, and you know, I've talked to a bunch of slimeball DJs,
right?
You know, that slimeball really sounded more slimier than any of
I think you made an impression. I think you'd be hearing from
any of the other ones.
You were hoping that maybe, like, somewhere during the interview, he would say to you, with a body like that, you could go places.
I didn't even ask him about his Da Vinci veneers.
No. Yeah, oh, no, we didn't get to his teeth.
Maybe next time. Yes.
The next time he comes on the show.
another time.
Next time he comes on the show, that's funny. That's funny. That's amusing right now.
But he did talk about Julie Chen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. It sounds like and then he brought her up a second time.
He appears on the show regularly, like the cicada.
Yeah, we'll see him in 17 years.
He'll be back. And how awkward do you think that is for the people that work on Big Brother or work on that CBS morning show with her?
Oh, my God.
That, like, because she's the girlfriend of the boss, you could, like, never come into work and say, boy, this place sucks.
I don't, you know, it'd be interesting. It would be up to her, I would imagine.
She'd go home that night?
Whether she disarms everybody, you know, like that, whether she does it.
Do you think he dresses her gauge outfit?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
I'm stopping you right now. I'm stopping you right now.
Oh, you like
there you go. Okay, I guess I'm not. No
I
problem.
See you on Dynamite today.
Right. All right.
Okay. Anyway, wow. That's Lay Moonves.
Yeah, Lay Moonves, good guy.
Lay, he's the new guy.
He's the new man.
He's the new sheriff in town. Can I tell you what? Did Mel ever come on the show? No offense to Mr.
No,
Carmen.
Never. Mel, not we were once. Not. It wasn't a good idea for us to talk about him a lot.
I don't think so. I don't think this guy has a problem with it.
No.
Yeah, he's an actor, I think, by trade originally.
He kind of dug it. I tell you what.
He sounded, I thought he was a little more low last time, but he's, you know.
Hey, all right, guys. There'll be some heads rolling at some Infinity radio station, so I tell you that.
No, he's denied that.
Though. Yeah, of course he is.
He actually didn't deny a buzz. His quote, since I do the journalistic thing, right. Too. Yeah, Infinity Broadcasting is in good hands.
Yes.
I didn't say anything about specific radio stations.
It's like Lou Piniella getting another vote of confidence from the Tampa Bay Devil Race. You're doing a great job, Lou.
No problem, Lou. Eat some more sunflower seeds.
Okay, when we come back, I guess it'll be worth hearing. I want to hear. We stopped when Leigh Moonves called. Joe was talking to someone actually in line for the Reagan funeral thing.
Absolutely. And how about a round of applause for BA, our producer?
Yes, yeah,
he's nice. Doing the job. We got the main guy.
That was the task last week. Her first day was the day that Mel Karmazin quit.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, "Here's your job. Get Mel's replacement on the phone." Being as Mel, never in 13 years, come on the radio with us.
Absolutely.
Never once.
And just to add a final ribbon to the package, I just got a call from Alan Friedman of Southern Discomfort.
Yes.
Literally thanking you guys. They've gotten swamped on their website.
Hey, you know what? Good or bad, screaming yell doesn't matter. They get the hits.
Yeah, they like it.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Don't they know they suck?
You know what? I would say after that interview, the answer would be yes.
Yes, they suck.
Wait till their next appearance.
All right, we'll be back with Joe at the funeral.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two, because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well, and Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
Yeah, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
One taken.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
This hop is so gone crazy.
Tell me, my friend.
Masters of the taking touch, Don and Mike.
Here we are. How many out there, before we get back to the Joe tapes, how many out there really like Judas Priest?
With the band?
Yeah. Do you even like the, you got another thing coming?
No.
I don't turn that off if that comes on, XM. I don't turn that off.
I'm not familiar enough with them.
You got another thing coming.
Judas Priest rocks.
Now, are you a Judas? John Norman, our production guy, sprinted into this studio to express his love for Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Do you care that the lead singer...
If John likes them, I like them.
Do you care the lead singer's out of the closet?
No. Absolutely not. Not like it's a big shock, but...
Rob, not surprised.
Are you glad you ran in now? Was that a trick? Did you try to trick John?
No, I didn't.
John was very excited about Judas Priest. No. He comes in.
I didn't know. So you knew the guy's going gay?
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, he's way out now.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
And he said that, sadly, now at Judas Priest concert,
yes,
he's not getting any action. He's looking for some hot gay action when he goes out with his Judas Priest guys, but there's no gay action for him.
Is he saying that before he was out?
No.
He got more action?
No. He's out now.
Yeah?
Meaning he's, not that like he's out on tour, meaning,
right,
you know, he's wearing the shingle that says, right, I'm gay.
And he thought that would bring him out.
Yes, know,
he thought that there would be a male gay contingent at Judas Priest.
And here's the shock that this guy, what's his name, Rob Halford, is that the guy's name, Johnny?
Yeah, that's him.
His shock is that when they're doing their shows, like 12,000 guys with black t-shirts on, sadly, none of them are gay.
Well, I think your Judas Priest crowd is kind of a straight crowd.
You think so?
I would think so.
You got another thing coming.
So he's a little bummed out about that.
Yes. Hold on. I got to quit. Rolling Stone magazine.
Well, a rock star is a rock star if you go to the right bar.
Rolling Stone magazine says, and here's a quote, "I'm really pissed off because I thought that I would be loved by the gay community."
Uh-huh.
I mean, backstage, they go, "Who's that old fag in the corner?" All the guys in the band say, "I'll bet you get hot guys chasing you backstage now." And I go, "Are you kidding me? It's worse than ever. I never get laid."
Oh, what a shame.
That's what the... anyway, John, nice time to...
Hey, John, thank you for being the representative for Judas Priest.
Nice time to step up for your favorite movie.
His band, favorite band.
I'm sorry.
But he also likes show tunes, so he's well-rounded.
And so do you.
Hey.
And so do I.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Now, also, I got something for everybody here.
Uh-huh.
This one I know Mike will like. Have you heard of this actress, Lindsay Lohan? Of course you have.
She's very, very hot right now.
And who knows why?
thank you.
She's in.
I was going to say this to you yesterday when I was going through one of those many picture books that Rob gives.
She's in Mean Girls and a couple other things.
I'm not sure what the big deal is about
her. She has surpassed like Britney and all the other eye candy, like the teenage eye candy. She's in the paper every day for no good reason.
Not even eye candy.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
But are you ready for this, Mike?
I'm ready for something.
Are you ready for this?
Give it to me, baby.
The ARC's mad at her. The ARC.
The ARC?
The Association for Retarded Citizens.
Really?
That's right.
What did she do?
Well, she keeps, every time she's interviewed, she keeps calling Britney Spears a retard. And they
what's up, guys?
They're coming down on her?
They don't dig that.
Oh, okay.
They said, and actually, the ARC, which is what the group is called,
right?
They're cool about it. They say, you know, it's a long-winded statement. We're cool. We understand comedy. We understand the slang. But they counted, and apparently, well, hold on. It's a tie between who she calls a retard the most when she's interviewed.
Yeah.
Britney Spears is the winner, but a close second is Hillary Duff. She calls both of those girls retards.
Do you notice that when you've got a teen sensation like a Justin Timberlake or any of those guys, you don't hear a lot about the, you know, trash talking. However, when you get Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, you get a lot of attitudes, and you get Pink involved in this.
And if we're talking about the tarred card, let me just say to Miss Lindsay Lohan, I believe Britney threw it out long before you were even on the scene, darling.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that.
Come on.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's retarded. Say it.
Hurry off, seriously. This is retarded.
There it is. Britney Spears.
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Right.
I agree, Britney.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
Let me see. Oh, my panties are short. I grew.
Is it retarded?
I thought they were going to. I know. Well, I'm just not going to stand out. I thought they were going to vamp. Okay. Okay, thanks. Yeah. This is retarded.
It is again. Maybe it's simply the age.
Mm-hmm. They say that Lindsay Lohan not only uses the word when she talks about Britney Spears and Hillary Duff.
Right.
Also, she likes tossing it around when she goes to a restaurant and doesn't get good service.
Oh, man, that waiter's retarded. Oh, dear. That's uncalled for. Oh, dear, Lindsay.
Okay.
And what? But, you know, we get back to the original point. What is the deal with her? Why is she getting all this?
I don't know.
I don't think she's that hot.
Hmm. I don't know. This is a feel-good story. Do we have any feel-good music, Rob?
I believe we do.
Didn't we just pass Mother's Day?
Yes.
Just like a couple of weeks ago? Okay, well then. Who says this show is a downer?
Okay.
Authorities say a man decapitated and cut the hands and feet of his grandmother and his girlfriend on Tuesday.
That's not nice. That's your feel good. What the hell is this music? This is busy like secretarial music.
Let me see. Rosarita Moraga called police after emerging from his grandmother's two-story home, covered in blood, had a car.
I thought it was the girl's name, Rosarita.
That's the guy's name.
Oh, no wonder he's upset.
Rosarito. Rosarita. Rosaritro.
Oh.
Rosaritro.
Rosaritro. Like retro. Uh-huh. Rosaritro.
Rosaritro.
He had a carving knife and a meat cleaver. They don't know why. Anyway, you know, I just like having a feel-good to end the segment with, and that's...
Consider that done.
Good button. That's the feel-good.
Consider that the feel-good.
That's the button. Uh-huh. Man decapitates grandmother ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Decapitated and cut the hands and feet off. Can't say why. Say why.
Okay, dog. Right, okay, Dennis.
No. How about this?
Hold on, where's that Dennis thing?
Here it is. Here's what one of his victims had to say.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
That's retarded.
From Chicago.
That is retarded. That's not even funny.
No.
Judith Priest is so gay.
Hello.
That's retarded.
Hello, gorgeous.
All right, we got time. Let's hear, go back to the Joe tapes. Joe on the mall today in D.C., down at the Capitol at the Rotunda, where President Reagan's body is the body at Andrews yet?
Yeah, it just left Andrews Air Force Base, headed for Constitution Avenue, where people are lined up waiting for the procession. Okay.
Anyway, Joe was down there a couple of hours ago. Now, here are some more of Joe's questions and answers with people waiting in line to see the box. Joe.
Do you think Nancy is dating yet?
Oh, okay.
I doubt it. If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
I don't think it's a competition.
How will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday?
I hope the weather's nice. I'll be working.
Which ex-president, in your opinion, will be the next to die?
He thinks a lot, this
guy. Give us a thought.
Probably Jimmy Carter.
That's true.
I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner. What say you?
Oh, my God, this guy.
I think the media attention has been well focused, and it deserves more than what he's been getting, and he deserves more positive.
He's talking about James Garner.
Media attention than
idiot. Stop
a bunch of the negative.
Stop the tape for a second. Just let me tell you the question. I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner.
Yes, James Garner, who is very much alive.
What say you? Then the next question is, Mr. Reagan loved jelly beans. To honor him, will you give me some candy? And then, in case you haven't heard the whole show today, we get to question 16, which, as it turns out, is the unlucky number today.
Yes. Mm.
Don't play 16 if you're going to play the numbers today.
Okay.
Would you like me to talk in a British accent for the final few questions?
And everyone has said yes.
Then you go to, did you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mole? Wasn't he great? Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around heaven? What should the NFL do to Bill Parcells? Do you intend to watch the Friends show Joey? Will you watch The Sopranos season finale Sunday? And finally, is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Amen.
That's a thing from my wife. And incidentally, oh, I should tell you something about her. She didn't call in with this today, but it's just dumb luck that the mail arrived today.
What came in the mail?
Well, let me see if she's there. If she's there, she can tell you, and if not, I'll tell you. It might be safer if I tell you anyway. It was a...
Hello.
Oh, hi, darling.
Who are you, my baby?
What arrived in the mail today for you?
Just a birthday present from my godchild.
See?
Oh.
It's like, one of my godchildren.
Which one?
The one with the mutual love affair.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. That one.
The one who's not a spiewack.
Well, no. We went through this already, baby. You know, what about...
And, you know, I'm only kidding because I've already spoken to Mrs. Spiewak, and we're going to, do the one-day trip to the beach on Friday.
I covered that yesterday, your guilty trip to the beach.
Mom. She wants to take me out to dinner for my birthday, and I said, no, that's not necessary, et cetera.
When we were talking yesterday, what about the fact that Robin's son, who we're the godparents of, your sister, Drew, he's never sent you a card on Mother's Day, and you're his godmother.
Well, Robin, he does give me Christmas presents. And Robin,
you're just hiding in the back of the studio right now.
Robin gave me
You are normally, I mean, my God, you're within 6 inches of the microphone, and now you're practically pressed up against the wall back there.
How should I show shame? Great line.
Anyway, that question is for you, darling. This question that we're asking people, and you should know, don't be mad at Rob, I wrote it. Finally, is it inappropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Are you asking me?
No, we're asking people who are down looking at Reagan's casket.
Yeah, it's our man on the street interview.
And what's the response?
We haven't gotten into enough of them.
No.
And this last interview has taken like 9 hours to get through this guy.
Nobody knows that James Gardner's still alive. Nobody that Joe's interviewed apparently knows that Reagan had nothing to do with Watergate.
Everybody, seriously, that he's interviewing sounds like they're on the verge of heat exhaustion.
Watergate in Vietnam.
Which they probably are because it's damn hot.
Let me ask you something though. And I brought this up earlier and Mike asked me if I had asked you and I had not. You know, I mentioned that.
Why don't you send Joe over to ask me questions if you have questions?
Joe, Art, and you're free to on the street.
Yeah.
Listen, I know that you go to these art classes, and they're serious art classes.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention, this morning when I came down to get my coffee, get the paper.
You see what I was working on yesterday?
Yeah, a picture of a big, fat, naked guy with a big, you know.
And the obvious question was.
Big Johnsonville brat or whatever it was. You know, are you, when you tell me that you're going to this art class, are you sitting looking at some guy just sitting in a chair and holding what appears to be a piece of fruit?
No, he was holding a ball.
He was holding a ball, and he really was naked?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where do they get these guys?
Where do they get? They're professionals.
Well, this guy, either you're a bad artist or this guy's a bad model because he doesn't look like he could be modeling underwear in the Calvin Klein category.
So he's not in particularly good shape?
No.
No, you don't. I mean, women of all body sizes do this, and so do men of all body sizes.
I'd say, as a matter of fact, this picture that my wife is painting.
He's not, like, homeless?
No, he's not homeless.
I got a better body than the guy who she's painting does.
You know, Barry, you should see some of the women who do it. They have to, you know, some of them are very slender, right, naturally, and some are very overweight.
All right, I'm curious about it. Hold on a second. I'm very curious about this. As far as you say he's a professional, but he's not. See, I think of a professional model, man or woman, is somebody who obviously keeps himself in shape. If Don's saying this.
You know, we're not asking. They're not runway models.
These are artist models.
So they.
Well, wait a minute. Is there a society of professional artist models?
I think there is, actually.
Well, there. I don't know if there's a society.
Hold on a second. I have to defer to Mr. Burbank. How do you know this?
We've had stories about it before. I've read about it before.
So if you want.
I'm thinking somebody knows more about this than they're letting on.
Or wishes they knew more.
You know, Buzz, this might be a good part-time job for you.
There
because
you
I heard them talk. I heard the teacher and the model talking last night.
Oh, Buzz is too skinny, though.
No,
based on the picture that I saw.
See, you're not listening to me, Sugar Bear. They can be all shaped. So all three of you could do it. Rob could do it.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Buzz could do it. Mike could do it. Everybody could do it.
A group with you and all your friends just painting us
a group pose.
And we wouldn't need a new publicity still.
And you know what the best thing is?
You know, I really think I don't know, maybe it's just this week, and I know that I've shown myself this week, but, you know, I think we all ought to have our publicity photos taken in the nude.
I think you are gay. I think you should join Judas Priest.
You could wear your hat. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, I could wear my Outback Jack hat.
All right, darling. Listen, that's all I had for you.
Let me tell you, it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
I mean, and you know when you get a good model as opposed to a bad model. I mean, a good model can pick a pose and hold it.
This is why I just don't even ask a lot of times, because I know what she's doing. I know what she does for work. Mm-hmm. I know where she works. I know that she's taking painting classes.
Right.
I support her. I look at she'll show me the painting of lemons, like of a bowl of lemons.
I know, you like when I do fruit or flowers.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say, or a background. I say, that's a nice shot. That's beautiful. This morning I'm coming down my coffee, and I mean.
She's obviously moved from lemons to bananas.
I mean, I'm not kidding. This is a big ass, no pun intended, picture. This.
Will you have it up on your wall?
No, it's not even finished. I mean, we only had a couple of hours. I mean, we didn't even have a couple of hours. It's just a study. It's an exercise.
Right.
So the guy just sat there last night for 2 hours holding a ball?
Well, class is 3 hours, and at first we did, you know, like, you had 15 minutes to do an oil painting. But then we had an hour and a half for the last one. So it's not finished. I mean, I'd be able to finish it unless I brought him home with me.
Do you ever notice, as you're painting him, how much is the total time you spend with the model?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
How much is the total time you spend with him?
2 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours. Oh. During the 3 hours with the model, do you ever notice any changes in the model?
No, I don't think he was titillated.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you were looking, right?
Well, you couldn't have not met...
Yeah, that's an assignment.
That would be fun if you were one of those models and you could do that with your mind. Yeah, and some guys can, you know, if you think about the right thing.
Right.
And you just start out a certain way, and they're like, by the end of the 3 hours.
And some guys, it just happens.
See, and all guys,
like with dogs.
Your mind?
Just happens.
Like
but,
with dogs.
No, that's a question. That makes me curious. I thought all guys could just do it by thinking about stuff.
Yeah, I think most guys can.
Most guys can. You want me to do it right now?
Sure.
No. Rob was the first to answer.
Okay, all right. I got to go. I love you. I'll see you, baby.
All right, bye, CP.
All right, bye-bye. Hold on. Here is Paul. Hold on, Paul. Paul is an artist. Paul?
Hey, suddenly, Tom. We need more paint.
Hello, Paul.
Not for you.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Hey.
When I was in art school, I had to paint an 80-year-old woman.
Oh. Naked?
Naked.
Ooh.
Her name was Peaches.
You still have a copy of that picture?
You.
She almost never got the paint off.
Yeah. Boy.
I forgot that and
pregnancy. Yeah.
And pregnancy.
The only thing hotter than that would be an 80-year-old who was nursing.
No. Wow. There you go. All right, you know, and that's officially ruined my dinner.
Dream calendar, girl. 80 years old,
yeah.
Breastfeeding.
That would be an oddity.
Andy?
Yep.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, calling from Baltimore. I work at Maryland Institute College of Art, one of the top applied art schools. And the models are a different breed, for sure. But it's not hard work, but it's not easy work because they have to sit so still.
Very still.
And they do it for years and years and years. And actually, there's the calcification of the bones and because they don't move around a whole lot.
Calcification of the bones. So, like, by the end of the string, you get this arthritic model coming in there.
Actually, they get, like, bone spurs and stuff just because they have to sit so still.
Wow. What are they
and
making
the,
an hour?
What's that?
How much do they make an hour?
I guess they're in the 10 to 12 range. I mean, they're
that's not bad if you're a fat guy and you're
just sitting there.
Just sitting naked.
Pay for your quarter pounder.
Have house crowds like Frida painting you? Why not?
I couldn't do it though without an occasional just like wink. You know where you're just sitting there and you just kind of. You do it
you
like
know what
that.
It'd be like? It'd be like when we were in Vegas. when I went out there when my brother got married.
Right.
I told you. The thing he wanted to do was go to Caesar's Palace.
Oh, those things. And they're over at the Venetian, too. Right.
I think there are a lot of these hotels.
Or maybe it was the Venetian.
Where the you Venetian see where they have, like, the wrapped-in cloth face and they're, like, statues.
And my brother, God bless him, he's such an idiot. He was amazed by his, like... Look, they look like statues.
And then you get up real close to them. They move a little bit, and there he goes, hey!
I remember, pardon me if I told this story before, but we were sitting, the four of us, Frieda and I and Marnie and Jimmy, having breakfast the morning after he got married, and we were at the Venetian.
Venetian, right.
And he saw one of them blink, and he said, as loud as can be, I saw you blink! The idiot, the statue, make up doesn't look over my brother's way, but my brother is like, he's screaming, I saw you blink! Jesus Christ. I don't know how we got on that topic.
Well, we're talking about nude models.
Let's break and come back hold on. First, let's hear the rest of this guy with Joe.
Okay.
And then we'll hear if there's anything better. Let's keep rolling the Joe interview with the slow guy.
I've been reading. It makes me sick to my stomach. Mr. Reagan loved jelly beans. To honor him, will you give me some candy?
God. You know, I thought about that, but that was his thing. And
come on, dude.
God.
You're so
God.
Serious.
You know, everybody has their own little quirks.
Would you like me to talk in a British accent for the final few questions?
Please say no. Please. Say no.
What? If it suits you. Did you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mole? Wasn't he great?
No, I didn't.
Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around in heaven?
He'd probably try it out.
All right, I'm going to dump on that guy. We'll go to the next guy. I'll say this, though. For people who are lining up to see a casket, there sure is a lot of laughter in
Seems
the background.
Be a little chuckling in the background.
Great sure
time.
Is.
Well, it's a new, it's on to better things.
Right. Let's cue it
in
up.
New Orleans, isn't it a celebration buzz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jazz parades through the streets.
Cue it up to the next guy that Joe interviews.
Very good.
From downtown at the Capitol at the Rotunda, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan and the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone.
Hold on,
We have a hit show on CBS.
Boy, I screwed that one up. That's me. That's not the machine. That's me.
That was a man playing Sonny Bono. I thought it was fine.
Let that re-cue.
It'll cue in a second. It's in number six.
Number six.
The problem was me, not six. Here we go.
I wish we were really big.
Right.
Like Dylan and the Stones.
Yeah.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
Why can't you see that?
Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, I want to make sure we get back to this Joe thing.
Right.
Because Joe is downtown today. Today's the only day we could send him downtown to the tape recorder. Because here in D.C., it's going to get way nutty starting in about an hour.
Yeah, and it will continue through Friday.
Yeah, with the box down there. Have we talked about everything else? I mean, well, there's something in the box, but, you know. Yeah, we've talked about Larry Bird making a lot of sense. yeah. You'll see the story on ESPN.
Following up on Bill Parcells making so much sense.
Right. So many of our sports figures.
So something about maybe it's the heat that's bringing out all this common sense.
It's the the guy from American Idol. You know what? The guy from American Idol called when we were on the phone with Leigh Moonves, so we had to blow off Matt Rogers.
Yes, Matt Rogers, he's happy.
So maybe we'll have him on tomorrow. And all of you crazy broads that watch the show Love or Money, we'll have the crazy bachelor from that show on tomorrow.
Yeah, what will we talk to him about?
Who knows? What's the format of the show?
Yeah.
really. But a lot of broads watch it.
Absolutely.
I guess it's... I don't know. It's a twist.
I'm looking forward to talking to Jesse Palmer.
It's a twist this year. Producer's number is busy. She was telling me it's a twist this year that he might get a dollar, he might get $1 million.
Right.
The girls might get $1 million. Mm-hmm. He's lying to them while they're lying to him anyway.
And then really, the way this reality show ends, it's like a scene from Hellraiser. Wow. Where all of a sudden he reveals that he's not human at all and he's got pins in his head.
Speaking of... today, shocking. My wife actually said this to me.
Your wife, Frida?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Frida, your wife.
I was watching some of the Reagan stuff earlier today. You know, for some reason, even though I'm here lambasting the channels, saying that they're all running it,
right.
I watched it, you know, the 20-mile-an-hour drive. And really, couldn't they drive a little faster if they wanted to?
Well, sure. That's not the point.
Sure they could.
I know, but... but, like, in California, they're going from the library to the airport. To the airport.
Right, right.
You know, there's not a lot of people on the side of the road. You could do more than 25.
Yeah.
But either way, they're doing it, and I'm watching it, and I leave the room and come back later, and Frida says, "Oh, my God, did you see that?" And I think, "What? Something awful happened." She said, "Did you see that?" I said, "What? What? I was downstairs. What?" She said, "Whatever that soap opera is that's on right now, Joan Van Ark is on that show, and her face does not have a facelift. She's had a face fall."
Oh, dear.
So I stood there for 10 minutes looking at whatever this dumb show was.
Joan Van Ark, always of the painted eyebrows.
Yeah, bro. Yes, absolutely.
Still got them? Does she still have them?
Yes, she does.
Joan Van Ark.
Yes, she does. And here I was thinking it was like because there was all the Reagan stuff, and she says, "Come look at this. It's Joan
Van Ark." You thought maybe something fell out of one of the cars.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awful?
Oh, my.
Wouldn't that be something? What if it was like a weekend at Bernie's thing?
Yeah, that would not be good.
No. Tie some fishing wire.
That would be not good at all.
Hey, he's waving.
Yes, sir.
He's doing.
Yeah, not going
to
happen.
He's waving. All right, let's go back down to the Capitol, to the Rotunda, where people are, as we speak now, live here in D.C., waiting to go and look at the box.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was there, and here he is with more of his Jomos. Hold on a second. Joe Mose. Joe Man on the Street.
Joe.
Here's Joe with another interview with a person waiting in line.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
CBS Radio? It won't have anything to do with American Idol.
Why not?
It's not a program I watch. I'm not familiar with it. I don't know.
I like it. How about you, my friend?
Hey, yeah, all the way.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I am on American Idol, sorry.
Are you here to line up to be the first to buy Bill Clinton's new book?
No. God, no. I'm here to honor the best president of the United States.
Okay.
I think that word name should be mentioned.
Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan?
Absolutely.
How did Ronald Reagan change the United States of America?
He changed the United States of America by rescuing our economy from a depression and crushing the Soviet Union and ending the Cold War.
All right, can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson Dutch,
in 84 when I worked on his campaign? I was invited to go to the South.
Wait till we get to the good question.
Yeah. Helicopter with the President, Mrs. Reagan, and it was amazing.
Do you
You plan to purchase the preferred funeral ticket so you don't have to wait in line.
No.
True or false, Merv Griffin is a pallbearer?
Yeah.
After all these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
Reagan didn't have anything to do with the Watergate scandal.
That's right.
As a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
Reagan supported the Vietnam War and said it was a noble cause and got behind it. I think you're right about the right time.
Hey, stop it for 1 second.
Wow.
I'd like to point out the first guy didn't talk to Joe
right.
because he didn't watch American Idol.
Right.
No one questions when Joe says...
Whether Joe is really a contestant.
Right. Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. And then when he says, as a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me.
Right.
No one bothers to say, wait, hold on. You went to Vietnam... And you were on American Idol?
Nobody makes that connection.
Although this guy's kind of serious. This guy. Now, the question that we're up to, I think, is do you think Nancy Reagan is on Atkins or South
right.
Beach?
Here we go. Very good.
Okay,
no.
Here we go.
On Atkins or South Beach, and why?
Nancy Reagan's not on anything. Nancy Reagan's a wonderful woman, and she's been through hell the last 10 years, and we should admire her and salute her.
Do you think Nancy is dating yet?
Oh, that's disgusting. I can't answer anymore.
If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
He's gone.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, Joe. That's a good one.
Interesting guy.
Well, they said it's
the
regular times for the
medical. Now we're just hearing that we got Joe. The raw
Hi.
Unedited tape.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Sure.
Fantastic. Are you here to line up to be the first to buy Bill Clinton's new book?
No, I'm not.
Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan?
Yes, I have.
How did Ronald Reagan change the United States of America?
Well, he brought...
These are people who are waiting in line in the heat.
And I think that's...
To see the cast. Yep.
Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson, Dutch Reagan?
The 19, I believe it's 19.
I'm surprised nobody gets mad when he says, have you heard about the passing of noted actor Ronald Reagan?
So far, they get right by
it. Like, no one would say, hey, dummy, I'm in line, don't see the casket.
They kind of influenced me.
Do you plan to purchase the preferred funeral ticket so you don't have to wait in line?
No.
No.
True or false, Merv Griffin is a pallbearer. What say you?
I'm going to say false.
After all these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
Reagan wasn't involved in the Watergate scandal, to my knowledge.
As a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
It was Nixon that got us out of Vietnam.
Do you think Nancy Reagan is on Atkins or South Beach, and why?
Neither one. She always was pretty skinny.
Do you think Nancy is dating yet?
No.
If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the dirty penny?
Sure.
How will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday? I hope the weather's nice.
Probably watching the service on TV.
Yeah.
Which ex-president, in your opinion, will be the next to die?
I'm guessing Gerald Ford because he's 91.
Gerald
I agree.
Ford.
I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner. What say you?
I don't really know much about James Garner.
No one
Reagan
knows.
Loved jelly beans. To honor him, will you give me some candy?
I had some to give you. I
would. Now, here's the bad question.
Would you like me to talk in a British accent for the final few questions?
No, please say no.
No.
It's up to you. I don't care.
Do you see Michael Reagan on Celebrity Mo? Wasn't he great?
No.
Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around heaven?
That's a nice thought.
What should the NFL do about Bill Parcells?
Let it go. That was not a big deal.
Do you intend to watch the new NBC Friends spinoff show, Joey?
Yes.
Will you watch the Sopranos season finale this Sunday?
No.
And finally, is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for your time.
They got a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear one more.
All right.
Last one.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Yeah. Joe Mose.
Are you here to line up to be the first to buy Bill Clinton's new book?
No.
Have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan?
Yes.
How did Ronald Reagan change the United States of America?
I think most of it was his personality.
She's another one. She's there.
Right.
No one says to Joe, of course I know it.
It might be the heat. Yeah.
Anyway, keep rolling.
You're doing that.
Can you share a fond memory of the Gipper, Ronald Wilson, Dutch Reagan?
A fond memory? I didn't know him personally.
Do you plan to purchase the preferred funeral ticket so you don't have to wait in line?
If there were some, let me know. I would do that.
Yeah.
Good answer.
True or false? Merv Griffith is a pallbearer. What say you?
Merv Griffith.
I have no idea.
He is.
After all these years later, do you forgive Reagan for the Watergate scandal?
Yeah.
Good.
That's as a Vietnam vet, this question is important to me. Shouldn't Reagan have gotten us out of Vietnam before he did?
I don't give Reagan that responsibility. I don't think it was completely up to him.
Do you think Nancy Reagan is on Athens or South Beach, and why?
I don't think it matters.
Do you think Nancy is dating you?
I don't think that matters either.
Joe Moe.
If they put Reagan on the dime, do you think that Bill Clinton should go on the Dirty Penny?
I have no idea.
No.
How will you be enjoying the federal holiday this Friday? I hope the weather's nice.
I'm going to be walking around D.C. toys.
And only one guy's gotten mad at him.
President, right. In your opinion, will be the next to die.
Which will be the next?
The next what?
Ex-president to die.
Hopefully Bill Clinton.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Nasty. I find it sad that Reagan's death has taken all the media attention away from the recent death of James Garner. What say you?
I think that's ridiculous. I think that Reagan deserves all the attention.
Mr. Reagan loved jelly beans.
People are dumb.
Will you give me some candy?
If I had some, sure.
Would you like me to talk in a British accent?
No.
Sure.
No.
Did you see Uncle Reagan on Celebrity Mo? Wasn't he great?
Yeah.
Do you think Dale Earnhardt is driving Mr. Reagan around heaven?
Maybe.
What should the NFL do to Bill Parcells?
I have no idea.
Do you intend to watch the new NBC Friends spinoff show, Joey?
This accent.
No.
Will you watch the Sopranos season finale this Sunday?
No.
It was already on.
And finally, is it appropriate for godchildren to send Mother's Day cards to their godmothers?
Yes.
Thanks. Another yes.
Thank you for your time.
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
All right. You know, I'm amazed. The more that we hear of those tapes.
Joe,
I'm amazed that when you got the people that are in line to look at the box, and your second question is, have you heard about the passing of noted Hollywood actor Ronald Reagan? Nobody says, hey, boy, I'm here look to pay my tribute.
What do you think I'm doing here, moron?
And that girl... Or woman, she was there in that heat at 1 o'clock for something that's going to happen at, 8 o'clock tonight?
Something right.
With a baby. And no water, no supplies, no food. I mean, where's she going to go?
Well, and maybe she's got the food in, you know.
By the end of the...
Inside her.
By the end of the interview...
How small was the baby?
Oh, newborn. And by the end of the interview, I was basically lunging over the gate to get her to talk into the microphone because she didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Yeah, there you go. And when did you suffer your heat exhaustion, Joe?
Shortly thereafter.
Well, Joe, we thank you.
Murph Griffith.
Griffith. Now, it was, you know, I was going to ask you that. Was it written down as Murph Griffin?
That was written as Griffin.
Griffin, and it turned into... Well, during your heat stroke, it turned into Griffin.
Yeah, I was out there at that point just... sweating profusely off my nose and trying to dry myself while she's talking.
And the other thing, only one guy got mad at, do you think, Nancy?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
He certainly did, Don.
He did. He did. All right. Well, that's Joe Moe.
Thank you, Joe. Listening to Joe Moe.
Yeah.
Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Yes. Joe Ardinger.
Or as we like to call it, Joe Ardinger lost in Washington.
He would have had more people to interview if he could have figured out where the Capitol was.
Yes, the Capitol Dome.
Where is it? And then when he got down there, he asked the park police, and he ended up finding the exit.
Yeah, they didn't
that's
know
Joe. You know, and they were lining up on the other side of the building because, you know, they wouldn't be at the exit like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sorry about that.
Once a month, we try to send them out with whatever's hot. And once again, besides the thing about Nancy and even the dumb stuff that people didn't get, the Watergate stuff, the Vietnam stuff.
Right.
In a world where
nobody knows that James Garner
was strictly forbidden
has not
one
passed.
Man found a way to bring
but you know what? Once again, the American public doesn't disappoint.
He made it up.
Buzz. I'm amazed. Nobody says, hey, you know, dude.
Wait, you know, we're going to get the turbo James Garner fam one of these days.
I hope so.
One of these days.
When Joe interviews Sally Field.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, a major radio company buys its way out of the indecency witch hunt.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
That's right.
Mike, glad you got this story. Boy, do I got some feelings about this one.
So do I.
Ay, ay, ay. aye.
Interesting.
So it's like you just pay, it's like an easy pass.
Uh-huh.
See, like easy toll.
Pay one price, ride all day.
Gotcha. That's all right. Stay tuned, everybody, for more crazy FCC news.
Stay tuned. For news and comment. Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And this has all been very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I'll tell you, go off the copy here. This is for OnStar, Don and Mike commercial for OnStar in the car, hands-free calling. Do you know D.C.'s going to have this idiotic law? Well, starting when, Buzz? Is it July?
I think so.
If you're driving along and you're using a cell phone with your hands, they can pull you over and give you a ticket?
Got to
pull
be
you
over, they can actually, I think they can shoot you.
Body cavity search.
Mm-hmm.
So you want OnStar personal calling? Because you don't want the cops back there.
Yeah, and the OnStar system is built right into the car, and it comes right through your stereo speakers. So it not only is a great phone, but it's got the best fidelity of any phone I've ever used.
And nobody says spread them. And,
no.
Where is that phone? Where do you keep that phone?
Exactly.
There are no additional long distance or roaming charges. You press the white button. It says OnStar ready. You say dial. You say the number. You get through, and you hear the call through your stereo speakers.
OnStar personal calling is available in most markets. Visit OnStar.com for more information.
Hey, James Carville.
How are you? I thought I'd do this commercial, too.
God, is your wife a dog?
Yes, she is. Bow wow.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFJ.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go.
Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
We're talking with DA, and I told you that the guy from American Idol called while we were on the phone with the president of CBS at Infinity. So we'll have Matt Rogers tomorrow. And apparently, he is getting some support.
Cool.
Not that it's going to matter.
Yeah, probably won't matter, but it's nice to know that that our listeners have stepped up for him.
So go to Idol on Fox. You want to write something about him. It's time for news and comments with Buzz right now. Brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. And here is Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. The company that owns the most radio stations in this country has freed itself from a string of indecency charges. For $1.75 million. Clear Channel Communications was already facing three fines and was facing at least 14 other complaints. Now, it's gotten the FCC to wipe clean the slate for one gonzo fine and a promise to put its so-called zero-tolerance policy into writing, something that apparently hasn't been done yet.
She's shocked about that.
If you give me a moment to give you a little background
please
on this.
And I
know
that
other DJs talk about it for their entire freaking show.
Right.
To give you 1 second, not to get totally political on your ass, Clear Channel is a big contributor to the Republican Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had, not counting Stern,
mm-hmm.
Not counting Stern. They got Clem Todd, the Love Sponge guy.
Right.
They've got Elliot Siegel, who has more FCC complaints than Arbitron ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They've got these other guys, all of them getting fined millions of dollars. What Clear Channel has done, maybe because they donate so much to the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's just amazing, though, that these haven't been investigated, and they're just doing this right away.
They went to the FCC, and they said, how much you want? And the FCC said, $2 million. And, you know, Clear Channel said, well, how about $1.5 million?
Yeah.
And they go, well, how about $1.7 million? So it's $1.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what's most ridiculous. And this is why the FCC thing about radio is a witch hunt. Listen to the sweet deal that Clear Channel got from the FCC. All these fines that were outstanding were in the tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
They only have to pay $2 million. And they're off the hook for all the stuff that they were already nailed for.
Right.
And incidentally, any other stuff that's on their desk now,
mm-hmm.
anything that's any complaints
new
that
complaints.
Have worked their way through the system,
right.
all of that is already taken care of.
Yeah, it seems a little eerily convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nutty. It's freaking nutty.
But meanwhile, we're respectfully declining to pay.
Yes.
That's what our
Again.
Company's doing.
That's
well,
right.
And I believe things might change in that department.
I think so, Mike.
How are you guys?
With Lay.
Yeah.
Lay Moonves, let me write you a check.
How's it going?
Take this over. Take this over right now.
Thank you. Because really, this is the time I would think if they got that deal, then this company should get that deal.
well, this company may not. Well, you know, it depends who's at the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it was the guy at the top before, there's no way they'd make that deal.
You never know.
Maybe they make that deal now, but
they might.
But the thing is, you know, we've talked about it. The whole thing with finding disc jockeys is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Really, if you don't like it, change the station.
Right.
But if it's out there and you know that it's out there, Jesus, FCC, make up your mind. Make up your mind. And it seems to me Clear Channel got off pretty cheap.
I would think so.
Comparatively,
I mean,
yeah.
They were the ones that made all the noise, too.
Mm-hmm.
That made the big deal by firing the guy from the other company.
Right.
Yeah, and then they don't even have this zero-tolerance policy. They don't have this zero-tolerance policy in writing?
They have a policy. They say that there were memos, you may recall, but apparently now there's going to be a little book that they're going to put together.
A book,
yeah.
Isn't
that's part of the deal, part of the settlement, along with the $1.75 million.
Well, good for them.
So that's it.
Well, so here's where we are. The witch hunters have made their point, and they may still have fines to collect. You mentioned other companies, but despite all the chest beating in Congress, no action was taken this year to make the fines tougher, and the issue may be forgotten by the time Congress convenes next year.
So that's it? It's over?
Well, except for these final few fines, and they did get what they wanted, which were cleaner airwaves by their standards.
You know, it's fine with me. I like our show, and we've all discussed the fact that we're having fun.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need the dirty stuff or the fart stuff, but it sure would have been nice just to ease out of that without having the people around here run around like chickens without their heads.
Yeah, and I mean, really, I do feel now like our company's on the outside looking in on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like there's been a side deal made for this company, Clear Channel, and
right.
Everybody else. All the other radio companies are basically sitting there with their hands up in the air going, pick me.
Yeah. You know, and I know that Howard has based a lot of his show recently saying, you know, Clear Channel's in bed with Bush and
right.
vote against Bush and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, he's a DJ doing a show, but I looked into it and really...
Hard to argue with him.
Yeah.
Clear Channel, which is based in San Antonio, Texas, and we have about 10 Clear Channel stations that still run our show, they do donate a lot of money to the Republican Party.
Coincidence?
And they sure did get a sweet deal.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think that 3 months ago...
What they could have paid.
Mel was in front of Congress. That guy John Mays was in front of Congress. You know, everybody's saying the sky is falling. And
Paul Hogan?
Yeah, that was the guy's name.
Right, yeah, Paul Hogan.
And John Mays is the guy that... his brain went squirrely.
Yeah, that's the Mays.
The Clear Channel. Woo-hoo! The Clear Channel guys. All I know now is... everything's okay.
And you know, for quite some long time, all I knew is what you told me.
So you make one lump payment, and everything that we ever were going to say, and as a matter of fact, not only that, you know all the fines that we've got that we've not even looked into, all the complaints?
Yeah, those are all forgiven.
Forget it.
And no points.
It's okay. Yeah, right.
Enjoy.
Right, Mike, thank you.
No points.
And no points off your license.
Yeah, who's going to collect the VIG? The cable financial news network, CNBC.
Would you like a plate, Buzz?
No, thank you. I think I'm fine. The cable financial news network CNBC has fired one of its analysts, not because he's also a pro wrestler, but because of the Nazi salutes.
Oh, dear.
John Bradshaw Layfield wrote a book called Have More Money Now, and that got him some guest shots on the Fox News Channel, and that got him hired at CNBC as a financial analyst.
Uh-huh.
But John is also a WWE wrestler, has been for 13 years. He's been on UPN a lot of Thursday nights. Last weekend, while trying to work up the crowd in Germany, he goose-stepped around the ring and repeatedly did the Nazi salute,
both of
which are now illegal in Germany.
Wow.
So says you.
No criminal charges have been filed, and probably won't be, but CNBC made its position clear by promptly firing him. The WWE has stated its regret if anyone was offended, and says John was reprimanded.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, that's normal.
The body of former President Ronald Reagan was moved from California to Washington today. The casket arrived to a city of increasing security and increasing traffic problems. Many streets here will be closed on Friday, and although most government workers have the day off, 100,000 people are expected in D.C. to pay their respects. Police have set up a massive terrorist operation, complete with military aircraft, bomb-sniffing dogs, and rooftop snipers. Reagan's body is lying in state here for about 48 hours leading up to the funeral service Friday at Washington National Cathedral. Among the dignitaries in town for the funeral, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
Be a good day to knock off 7-Eleven.
Is Clinton going to be there? He will be here.
He will not be speaking. He will not be speaking, just like Jimmy Carter, I think, is going to be here.
Right, no speaking.
Doesn't have a speaking role, because even though we are a nation, and especially now we're trying to show the rest of the world that we're one nation that really gets along.
Right.
It's nice to know that it still trickles down to, okay, Reagan's dead. We only want Republicans to speak at the funeral.
Apparently so.
Like, it would be so bad to have a Democrat speak.
Yeah, I mean, and that, at Nixon, even at Nixon's funeral, there was bipartisan support.
That's right.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry, we're told, has suspended campaigning during the week of tributes to Ronald Reagan, which raises the question, how can you tell? Oh, in fact, maybe it's for the best. The latest polls show Kerry moving in front of Bush by the biggest margin so far. Kerry now leads Bush 49% to 43%, with Nader having 5%. The Gallup poll people say this has all happened just in the last 2 weeks.
That's like a team winning a football game by punting every time they have the ball. It's just a field position thing.
You know, if you were him, why do anything else?
Right, if that's working, stick with it.
Hold on. Here is the presidential hopeful, John Kerry.
Good.
I felt an anger that I had never felt in my entire life.
Sure.
And I called my attorney in Washington, and I said, I'm going after these bastards.
Mm-hmm. John Kerry. Sounded like Wayne Newton to me.
I'm going after these bastards.
How you doing, John?
The joke stopped now.
About those poll numbers on the president falling behind Kerry, presidents who've won re-election in the past 50 years did so without ever falling behind their opponents after January of the election year.
Hey, but don't forget, as the media loves telling you, you know, we all thought Reagan was stupid 20 years ago, just like everybody thinks Bush is stupid now. Remember that. And he's our greatest president ever.
You know what I know about American politics?
What's that?
You don't predict anything.
No predictions here.
I think anything is possible.
I'm merely laying out the precedent for you.
And I'm hearing a lot of rumors.
Uh-huh.
A lot of rumors about a particular bad guy that's going to be caught pretty soon.
Oh.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the guy with the beard, right?
OBM?
You got it.
I know. Here's the tape. Here's the tape of him.
Really?
From Al Jazeera.
We'd have fist fights. And I'd end up...
Osama bin Laden.
That's right. At the short end of that stick.
In case you didn't know.
I took up karate. Because I wanted to kill my brother. I was that angry.
Yes, Osama.
Wayne feared he was going to have a nervous breakdown.
It's not Osama.
His weight swelled to 275
pounds.
They
call him Wayne.
I was that
angry. The more frustrated I became, the more I ate.
I ate.
And I didn't even realize I was eating. I wasn't eating to live. I was just eating because it took my mind off of the things that I didn't want to think about.
I'm ready to kill you. Pass the donuts.
So do you think there's a possible shred of truth that we either have got him already or know where he is and that we're just saving him until Bush needs... Like, in a football game...
I don't think so.
The trick play that you need in the fourth quarter...
I don't think so, but there's an awful lot of intelligence, and there are a lot of people, I think, in this administration, and I'm speaking completely... This is my opinion that may think that this is the key to turning things around for the Bush administration, is getting this guy.
Wonderful.
I think they're probably putting it on the front burner because they think it'll make enough of a splash.
But you know what? Look what's getting Saddam got him.
Right. It didn't get him that much.
No.
Not that much. I mean, with this guy, you'd really have to, like, put him on TV or so. I mean, you'd have to do something with him.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to,
on Fox.
You know, strap him to a wheel
or
something.
I've also heard that you're not going to see that because it's not going to be the same kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be kaboom, kaboom.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nothing left but his hat.
Right.
You think they've done it already?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's right, because you're high. How you doing, Osama?
I'm doing just fine. I was so angry.
At your brother?
Well, I took
at your brother, Jerry Bin Laden.
Jerry Bin Laden. I took up karate because I wanted to kill my brother.
That infighting.
Jerry Bin Laden.
That infighting would be the fall of Al-Qaeda.
Thanks so much.
Mel Gibson, they said, would never have to work again with all the money he's made from his movie The Passion of the Christ. But apparently for Mel, it's just not quite enough. He's now suing the Regal theaters for over $40 million. That's money he says they still owe him from their ticket sales. Passion is the seventh biggest moneymaker in Hollywood history so far.
Jesus Christ.
That's what Mel says. Tony... Tony Soprano.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Getting a long-distance message here.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yes, okay. We have to break. What's that? You mentioned Tony Soprano. Is that next?
Yes.
What's next, Buzz?
Tony Soprano not getting whacked on Sunday, but not winning either.
Okay, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Goodbye, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah! Yeah!
So many whores. So little time.
Yeah.
Hey, go easy on him.
No. You, my friend. I just remembered that. Well, you just mentioned this. I guess we'll talk about it in depth tomorrow.
Yeah, but don't talk about everything about it until the check clears.
Well, let me just say that we had a bit of an awkward time at the beginning of the show today.
Yeah, that wasn't a horror thing. That doesn't count.
You were saying something about a business and a car.
Tim's River Shore.
God. Anyway, like it's doing now, it threw me a little off.
Why?
Well, because it was right at 3:01, uh-huh. Like right when we were starting the show.
Does that throw you off?
Don't touch yourself. But anyway, Mike just said something at the beginning of the show about a friend of his with a business. Now, as it turns out, tomorrow he's really going to be whoring, because get ready for this. Mike the Whore will be making a personal appearance on Friday.
Not this Friday.
Oh, it's a week from Friday?
Yeah, and have you gotten anything about it?
Week from tomorrow. No, I've not.
Then I say, I mean, really, because I don't know. I think I am, but I mean, there's nothing in here about it, right?
And it's like
you
a
know,
month.
We should be legal, because this is really, you know, this is not me just throwing something in. This is going through the proper channels.
That's
and
right.
Everything.
It's an official
so I kind of like don't want to say anything about it until it's real. You know what I mean?
It's one of those noon to one jobbers, right?
I believe it is.
A noon to one jobber.
I believe it's noon to one.
Noon to one. That's a pleat in your cape. God. Noon to one.
Looking forward to it.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I would guess that your face indicated you weren't looking for
golf. Oh, no, I love golf.
Oh, I know you do. I know you love golf. I know you love golf. Do you hold the club like that?
Yeah, I do.
Is that what you're showing me, how you hold the club?
Yes, I do.
Well, now, how do you get any distance like that?
You do. You actually can get a lot of centrifugal force.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Tony Soprano didn't exactly get whacked in his season finale Sunday night.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
He's had better days. HBO expected the show would be a ratings winner, but there were 1.5 million fewer viewers this year compared to last year's season ender. And HBO's held to a higher rating standard now than in previous years.
I think the reason for that is because they wait so long to put on the show.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
It's a whole series of factors, but I'm sure that's exactly one of them.
Well, here's another one. Not to make excuses for the show, mm-hmm. but it was on against the first game of the NBA Finals, right?
Right?
And
mm-hmm.
when I flipped back and forth when I saw Detroit was in the game,
mm-hmm.
I thought, hey, not bad. I'll stay with this.
And I think that the finals, because of the teams involved, the history of it, people that like the NBA, that like the Pistons, and of course the Lakers, that goes without saying, I think the ratings are going to be pretty good for the NBA finals.
Yeah, and that game last night was a killer game. Oh, God damn, was it a killer game.
You get a bunch of people that like the Pistons simply because they don't want to see the Lakers.
There you go, right? You have crystallized it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, hardboard mm-hmm. courts of the NBA breath. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Pretty good for an area of the sport that I don't follow.
People hate L.A., so you root for Detroit. And,
right.
you remember, even a guy like you that's not a diehard basketball fan, you remember the Bad Boys.
I remember the Bad Boys with Isaiah Thomas.
And Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, the Bad Boy.
And Joe Dumars.
Right.
And Dennis Rodman before he became a woman.
Yeah, the Pistons have always had a pretty good history with the NBA, and I think that's why this will be up from last year, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Right.
The game last night, forget about it. Even though the Lakers won, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. The alleged rapist hit a shot that you would not believe.
And it's just cool when you're watching that. It's cool for them to just go through the crowd and you see the pictures of Adam Sandler. You see, I love it when it is at, what is it, the Staples Center? Is that what it is where they show? I love it and seeing Jack and I just think that's going to make for a pretty good
final. And Diane Cannon's looking hot.
Oh, God, always. Diane Cannon, who is just suddenly going to peel her face off and reveal a skeleton.
And who the hell can they get? Maybe Kid Rock? Is that who they'll get sitting courtside in Detroit?
My favorite last night was when they had a shot of Sharon Stone, who still smokes. Mm-hmm. She looks hot next to, and like one down from her was Warren Sapp.
I saw that.
Right, very cool.
And did you notice when they had the camera on Warren Sapp, it was obvious that somebody called him right before the end of the shot and said, hey, Warren, you're on television.
Yes, sir.
Well, hello there. Yeah. So anyway, you like go Detroit. Don't doubt that that's one reason the Sopranos didn't do so great.
Yeah, that's another reason, aside from the fact of the delay that Mike mentioned before, and then this reason, which I mentioned several weeks ago, that HBO used to get credit for all the viewers on all of its channels. Now the main HBO channel is rated separately from the other HBOs. That might be another reason the numbers were down for Tony.
I wish they could do that with some radio stations.
As you said, the NBA Finals on ABC and whatever.
99-1. Leslie Moonves says, things are fine.
Absolutely. Things it's in good hands, Infinity Broadcast.
Things are fine.
The Sopranos were even beaten by whatever NBC was running that night. The good news, 11 million people watched this year's season finale. That's more than watched the series finale for Sex and the City.
And here's the sad thing. When's that show coming back? I mean, have we even discussed that?
No.
Certainly not in this calendar year.
Are we talking about The Sopranos?
Right.
Isn't
right.
it 14 months?
Yeah, I think so. Like February is what we're looking
February
at.
February of 2006.
No, I don't think it'll be that long.
Really?
Yeah, sometime in... It'll be next year.
Mike said 14 months, which would jive with February 2006. Because, Buzz, if it's...
Well, don't we know? Haven't they talked about it?
Fall of 05. Hold on a second.
Fall?
It's June. Hold on. You've got July, August, September, October, November, December, January. If they had new episodes on in February of next year, that's only 8 months.
And then it's going to be longer than
I don't know. We'll check.
They've not been able to make like one episode in 8 months. You know what is amazing to me whenever I read it is that for one episode of The Simpsons, it takes whatever cheap Kathy Lee Gifford Korean animators that make 1 cent an hour in some third world country. It takes some ridiculous thing like 9 months to make one episode of The Simpsons.
And they churn them out. They churn them out on a regular basis.
You bet.
The satellite company DirecTV has sold off its shares in the digital video recorder company TiVo. This could mean no more TiVos, with DirecTV.
Would you like a plate with that?
No, I think I'm going to be okay.
You sure?
I'm not sure. No, I really am not sure at all.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Sure. Well, anyway, this could mean no more TiVos with DirecTV satellite tuners built in. This is very bad news for TiVo.
Hey, what if you already got one?
Well, you're fine. It'll continue to work.
All right, well, then why are you reading the story?
For people who maybe were planning on running out and buying one.
Oh, yeah, you mean you're doing the news for the people listening?
Yes.
Okay, all right, let me write that one down.
Yeah, really. Note to self.
Let me write that down.
Correct that. I don't know what I was
doing
thinking.
Doing news for others. Okay.
Anyway.
Continue.
Bad news for TiVo, which got three times as many new subscribers through DirecTV than it got on its own. TiVo has no comment. This caused TiVo stock to drop 14% yesterday, but DirecTV's made a vague statement about wanting to continue a relationship with TiVo, so who knows? TiVo is still faring better than its just-as-good competitor Replay. Earlier this year, DirecTV...
Now you're getting a little bit of your editorial comment there.
No, if I was editorializing, I would say Replay is actually better than TiVo.
And your reason for that is that Replay doesn't monitor what it is that you're
Replay
recording?
Doesn't spy on the viewers the way TiVo does.
What do you got to hide? I don't care that TiVo knows all the queer shows that I like get season passes for.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care?
And the 500 channels and...
The porno? Yes, yeah. If I talk about it on the radio, what do I care if TiVo knows?
Hey, if they're spying on me because of that, you know what I want?
What?
Thank you.
I think you'll get one.
Thank you.
Earlier this year, DirecTV also sold off its interest in XM Satellite Radio. So they're selling off a bunch of stuff.
And now we're hearing that DirecTV may build its own digital video recorder. The best hope for companies like TiVo and Replay at this point may be one that the public's not quite ready for. TiVo's now talking about a machine that would let you download shows from the internet, allowing you to dump both your satellite and your cable service entirely, if you like. The new machines would still work with cable and satellite, and they'll still likely have shows you can't find anywhere else.
Sounds too complicated to me.
Cable and dish, but download, it's the modern age, Mike. Everything's moving forward.
I don't know. That internet.
You know, I might go for that, except, well, it's DirecTV. If they move that to internet, see, the only reason that I'm still sticking with DirecTV and like that, don't have Dish Network or Comcast cable, whatever, digital, high definition, is because DirecTV is the only place you get the NFL Sunday ticket.
Right, right.
That's the biggest monopoly they have.
That's huge. That is absolutely huge.
That is the only reason that I have DirecTV. Otherwise, I just have Comcast. I mean, I've already got that as well.
Finally, he brought
it's not easy being me.
I know.
And, you know, I got so many of those damn pop-up ads now, and I have one person to thank for that.
Who?
Jenna Jameson. Thank you, Jenna.
She also says you're
welcome.
She
opened the floodgates. That's like, really, it's like being punished.
Finally, he brought it on himself, but a 28-year-old man in Aberdeen, South Dakota, had a bad day last Friday.
I bet she caused a few pop-up ads in your pants.
Pop-up ads.
This guy...
Yeah, what guy, Buzz? I'm sorry.
28-year-old guy in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Yes.
Got arrested for drunken driving at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then again at around 6 p.m. That time, he had a loaded firearm in the car, which is also illegal.
I'll drink to that.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No. Yeah, that's the thing. We have got to go. We're back with the all-new episode tomorrow. Thank you today to Leslie Moonves.
Yeah.
And also, that awful segment we had, that awful great segment. Who is it?
Southern Discomfort.
Yuck.com. Yeah. That's it. And thanks to Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to President Reagan for making Joe's appearance possible.
And happy birthday to Catherine O'Mara.
That's right.
There you go.
9 years old today.
There you go, Tiger. And that
the
that
other thing, I've done that.
Okay, yeah. Good day to you, sir.
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 Lala.
You're in good hands.
Get out of here.
Blow out the candles.
Eat a lot.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.